Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot.
Making it hot.
It's DJ IQ.
Runway, Pisa. The Broadway. garage wet.
Shake up.
Honor Awards Ball, Saturday, March 26th, 2011. Doors open at 3 p.m. Awards presentation begins at 5 p.m. Legend Statements and Stars begins at 6 p.m. This ball starts on time.
On time.
On time.
On time. Admission, $30 all night. Save $200. Seat 10 with refreshments. The Mooresville National Guard Armory, 720 North Broad Street, Mooresville, North Carolina. Categories include grand prize, Butch Queen sex size, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $1,500. Mini grand prize number 1, Butch Queen Rogue Femme, 2 trophies, 1 cash award of $500. Mini grand prize number 2, open to all foot and eyewear. 2 trophies, 1 cash award of $500. Runway as a house, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $200. Open to all sneaker versus sneaker, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $200. Open to all old way versus new way, 2 trophies, 1 cash award of $100. Female figure, runway, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $100. Female figure performance, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $150. Female figure face, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $150. Big girl, triple threat, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $200. Female figure realist, 2 trophies, 1 cash award, $100 each per trophy, plus a $10 pop. Butch Queen European runway, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $300. Butch Queen Realist with a Twist, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $300. Butch Queen Face, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $200. Butch Queen Schoolboy Realist, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $100 plus a $10 pop. Butch Queen Pretty Boy Realist, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $100 plus a $10 pop. Butch Queen Executive Realist, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $100 plus $10 pot. Butch Queen Thug Realness, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $100 plus a $10 pot. The 3rd Annual North Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, March 26, 2011.
I'll see you after the function.
The icon, James Caan, presents The Cocktail Party, Sunday, May 29, 2011. The Upscale Ballroom, 3900 Bexley Place, Suitland, Maryland. Your commentators for the night, the icon, Jack Mizrahi, and the icon, Dublin Khan. Your DJ for the evening, legendary Von Allure. Doors open at 10 p.m., ball starts at 2 a.m. Be on time, table $125. Categories include mini grand prize, $250, toast your favorite legend. Grand prize, $500 as a house. The nightlife. Contact information. Icon, James Caan at 202-423-0420. Mother Jubal Caan at 336-491-7967. Or Mother Nicole Caan, see in person. The icon, James Caan presents The Cocktail Party. It's not to be missed. Cheers.
Put your hands together on the bass.
The real.
To the real.
Wait. The legendary.
The legendary. Kelly Mizrahi.
What's going on, boys and queens? We are live back on the air for another installment of the motherfucking show. How are y'all doing out there in radio land and blog talk, honey? We are here. We are definitely in the building, honey, and we're about to get this show started, honey. I want to say hi to all my callers on in the chat room. I want to say hi to all my callers that's on the phone line, and to all you girls out there that have the red phone number. Honey, the red phone is broke, so if y'all are trying to text me any tea or anything, girls, y'all better get on Yahoo, because that is my only means of communication tonight, honey, is on Yahoo at Legendary Kelly at, excuse me, Legendary Kelly Mizrahi at Yahoo.com. My cell phone is broke, so I have to wait to get a new phone tomorrow. So, baby, if y'all got any tea or anything y'all want to say, that's where y'all got to get it. And they already told me that the lines are full already. So, girls, you know what you got to do if you got to get on the line. But I ain't going to waste no time. I have my legendary Aurora East Coast mother co-host. She's on the phone lines, and we're about to bring her on. I have my Banshee Kong girlfriend, Miss 15, is on the phone lines. We're going to be bringing her on. I have Tom Blumenthal LaCroix on the phone, and I also have on the line the legendary mother herself, Kennedy Lavish LaCroix, sweetie, is on the phone lines. Awesome. So let's not waste no time. Let me go straight and get the East Coast. And then I'm going to go get 15. I'm going to get Tom. And we're going to get this motherfucking show started. And Rodney will be here real soon. So let's get the party started, honey. Hold on.
Hey, America. Hey, everybody. Before we go any further with me, Kelly, you know, the legendary Kennedy LaCroix is also on the line with me so that she doesn't get mixed up in that call for, you know, block. It's going to be really packed tonight. Everybody has everything to say. So I brought her on the line directly with me. It's my sister. So she's there too, Kennedy.
Hello, hello. Hey, Cal.
Kennedy, what's going on? Hold on, y'all two stay right there. Let me go get 15 and get Tom, and we're going to get this party started, honey.
Okay, girl.
You got to go with Noon. You got to go with Noon. You got to go.
15, are you there?
Yes, hello, Nicole. Hello, Kelly. Hello, Don LaCroix. Hello. Hello to all.
Hi. What's going on?
Kennedy.
Hold on. It's Kennedy. She's no longer that. She's Kennedy.
Yeah,
now.
I was going to say that. Sorry. Yeah, 15. That's Kennedy, honey. That's the lavish mother, overall mother of the House of LaCroix.
Okay, was she the same one that walked the Grand March when she had the all-white outfit on, with the all-white on that came out the end?
Yes.
Okay, you looked over. Okay.
I am so sorry. But my switchboard is fucked up. I don't know what happened to talk intro. But please welcome to the show the creator of Sneaker vs. Sneaker, the creator of Blog Talk Radio, for all of us queens, honey. Tom, motherfucking Blumenthal, you're live.
Oh, God, here he goes.
Oh, Lord. What happened? What happened?
Hello, Tom.
It was just cute to start it off like that. Oh, God.
Hello, Tom.
Hey, Kennedy.
Tom, mother saying hello. Nothing. Nothing.
I don't even get my music for the intro no more. Oh, my goodness.
Tom, I don't know what's going on with this thing. Like, some of my songs and everything be deleted off of this thing. I don't know if you can't have more than one page of stuff up here. Because after a certain thing, it starts just deleting shit.
That's quite okay. I think you did a great job of introducing me. But thank you for having me. How's everybody tonight?
We're doing great. I'm doing wonderful.
Excellent. That's excellent. I'm so glad to be joining you all on tonight, especially with Mother Kennedy online as well.
Yes. So glad to be here.
Well, we're definitely going to be talking about the Lavish LaCroix Ball this weekend. We're also going to be talking about the Ball in Vegas. So if anybody got any tea from the Ball in Vegas, please definitely call in and press 1 because we're definitely going to be talking about both of the functions here tonight, honey. But I had a fabulous time. Like I told my girlfriend, Nicole, last night when she called me, honey, and asked me for my recap.
I'm not your girlfriend. You're my sister.
Oh, well, my sister. My sister. I had a fabulous time with the House of LaCroix. I really enjoyed myself. I just got my judges package because y'all know I was burned out, so I came to check my mail today, and I just got my package today. I love my admission slip with my picture and my name and everything on it, honey. I'm going to frame her, honey. She was everything.
Thank you.
Well, I want to ask a question for you. Go on and keep talking about your gifts. Should I feel some type of way, Kennedy and Tom Blumenthal, because I am the whole Roy Scott's mother, and darn, we are sisters in this thing, got a picture and all these other different things that she keeps talking about for the last 24 hours in my ear.
Well, hold on. Before you get into that, let me finish talking about my services that the LaCroix gave me, this thing. I arrived to the hotel with the commentator, Jack Mizrahi, and we came into our room, and they just had these fabulous boxes on our bed, honey, with the LaCroix soda, with the LaCroix candle, with the LaCroix lollipop, this thing. It was so fabulous, this thing.
You gotta do it right, honey.
And then you got to the function, Miss Thing, and then they had certain kids was in Grand March, honey, and they had certain kids that was running around with white shirts on with their red bow tie, and they was taking care of the VIP people. Oh my God, it was so fabulous. I felt like white woman. The boy came up to me, he said, "Mother, whatever you want, just ask anybody with the red bow tie. They're gonna take care of you." It was so fabulous, honey. It was definitely a
I wonder what the chat room is saying about Kelly right now.
Baby,
thank
I had my life. I don't know how anybody else feel about the function, but baby, I had a blast, mistake. I love the VIP service, mistake. And I think everybody needs to have a function like that, or VIP service like that, because it was everything.
Well, we did get some negative feedback about it, but you know, all press is good press. So,
well,
you know,
like I told all the girls, Miss Thing, y'all go to balls all the time, Miss Thing. And you go to balls, and they don't even get through half of the categories. They don't even get through all the cash categories. Miss Thing, this ball, they didn't finish all the categories, but guess what? They gave out all their cash, bitch. When the fuck have you been to a ball in the last 6 months, Miss Thing, when all the categories wasn't done, Miss Thing, and they didn't even give out nearly enough of their cash, Miss Thing? They gave out all their fucking cash. What the fuck?
I appreciate that so much, Kelly. Thank you so much.
I applaud the LaCroix for having that over runway. That stage was over. Because during runway, the runway kids was gagging how they usually like do about 5 little pumps and then they go back the other way. They was gagging how long their runway was and they couldn't walk hardly no more. Because we wanted to see
what you had. You got to come from the back of a 70-foot runway and show us.
Yes, I live. Y'all made those bitches pump, honey. I live.
And Kelly, you talked about all the amenities that you had in your room. Like, that was part of the whole experience that we were trying to create. This whole fabulous affair. We wanted you to feel, you know, that it was something special from the moment you arrived into your hotel.
Yeah, we did it with a little bit of class. It was about class.
Exactly.
Yes, the girls didn't know anything about that, honey. But, baby, I enjoyed myself, and I had a blast, honey. I'm sorry to all the girls out there, Miss Day, that had to get chopped, Miss Day, because y'all don't know what fashion forward is, Miss Day, honey. These girls don't know what fashion forward is, and I'm so surprised.
So why did the winner win?
Well, we're not talking about that yet. We're waiting. I'm so surprised that these judges that was up there for them to be legends. It was everybody was legend, but said one person that was on the panel. Everybody was legend, and I'm really gagging that a lot of these categories the judges did not know what the categories was calling for. And it was actually sat there and it was explained to you and it was broken down to you and everything, and they didn't know what a well tailored suit was, mistake. And letting these children come up here and get tens, mistake. And then everybody want to think that Kelly's the bad bitch, mistake, because I know what the category is calling for. I just got my judges package today, Miss A, but I still knew what the categories was calling for. So these girls should have been, had they kind of, a well-tailored suit is not baggy. And I was gagging at these girls, Miss A. We're not even going to talk about best dress, Miss A. Oh, Miss A, when I tell you,
okay.
I got so many I got so many IMs about best dress, Miss A.
Well, what was it about?
The girls read Miss Monica, and they said she looked like she had on somebody's grandmother's old tablecloth mistake that you put the white plastic on top of.
So, okay. Well, okay. So why, okay, if they feel like that, the judges feel like that, then why was she let through? And you know, that's a question of mine. So, like, why did she win the $1,500? But you said we're not going to talk about that yet, and I don't want to get into any kind of negative thing, and I don't want anyone to say anything wrong that I say, Kel, because you know they already did. We had that conversation before. So, you know.
Hold on. I'm getting Rodney on the phone. Hold on. We're going to get Rodney on the phone.
Hello.
Hello, welcome to the show, everybody. The legendary father, my co-host, the legendary father, Rodney Millot.
Hey, Rod.
What's going on?
Well, Tom is on the phone. Kennedy's on the phone. Nicole is on the phone. And 15 is on the phone, Rodney.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm good.
Hi, Rod. And thanks for coming and supporting us.
No problem.
Kelly, can I mention just a couple of things real quick? Because I know since
go ahead, Tom. Go ahead. The floor is yours.
Since you're talking about the ball, I mean, first I'd just like to start out with thanking everybody who came out to support the house and be a part of this, the first house ball for the House of LaQuad. It was really, really special for us, and we're really thankful for everybody who came from far and away, who did whatever they had to do to get there. You know, we really appreciate it. A few things that we really did want to touch on, Kelly, and just to, first of all, apologize for the late start of the ball. It was due to the fabulous stage that you just commented on. I mean, that had to be constructed, and there were some issues with constructing the stage. I think initially some things were out of place where they were supposed to be in terms of the stage, so we had to have the people to fix those problems. And then, of course, you know, we can't have people walking on that stage without it being checked and make sure that it's, you know, not going to collapse and hurt somebody. So all that stuff had to be checked prior to us allowing people in and actually getting on that stage. So that had a lot to do with the late start. And in addition to that, so people had made some complaints regarding not being able to, not having drinks on the table or refreshments on the table, what have you. And I wanted to point out that that facility, you know, they have strict requirements regarding alcohol and how alcohol is served in that facility. And we did not place alcoholic beverages on the tables for the simple fact that you had people who were in there under 21 years of age. And so we could not have alcohol accessible, you know, just in an open environment like that. So what we did do was we gave tickets to the house leaders who purchased tables, and then it was their responsibility to distribute those tickets out accordingly to their house members to go and get drinks from the bar. So if somebody, you know, kept the tickets for themselves or gave tickets to their girlfriends and didn't give them to the house members, you know, that's unfortunate, but that's not something that we can be held accountable for because we fulfilled our obligation, and that was to give the tickets to the people who were selected as house leaders. So I don't know what happened in that regard, but, you know, the drinks were available for people who were of age to drink.
Yes, they were.
And another issue, too, with the fact that the ball ended before all the categories were completed. And, of course, we never want to see anything like that happen. I don't think anybody wants that to happen. But,
and
you know,
I do apologize for that.
The fact is, I mean, balls end early all the time without categories being finished. But let me just point out one of the reasons why the ball ended early is because of the mace incident. I don't know if you all were aware of this, but some kind of disturbance broke out in the bathroom area, and somebody sprayed mace over in that area, and that's why ultimately the ball was closed, because we were going to continue and get as many categories done as possible. But due to the mace situation, we had no choice. They made us get out. But I do want to point out, though, that even with the ball, you know, running longer than we had anticipated, what we decided to do, number one, was cut part of the Grand March so that we could accommodate everybody who had come to the ball to walk. We didn't want our Grand March to get in the way of those people who had paid to get in to compete. So we cut the Grand March. And then number two, in addition to cutting the Grand March, to make sure that everybody got the cash, we called up all the cash categories. So it wasn't.
Tom, your phone is like getting low. Turn your phone up, Tom, because we can't hear you.
Okay, I'm sorry. Now, I was just pointing out that, you know, we, in addition to cutting the grand march, we also moved all the cash categories up to call those, you know, get those out of the way so that people who were there to walk for the cash could have an opportunity to win the cash. So, we weren't trying to get out of the building with all the money. You know what I'm saying? That was something that we did, we felt was necessary to do just to make everybody happy. We were trying to please people and you know, trying to make sure that everybody had a good time. So that just kind of gives you guys an idea of some of the behind-the-scenes stuff that was going on, just to make sure everybody had a good time. And obviously, we can't please everybody, but, you know, we did try.
Yeah,
to make
because
an experience.
It took us 6 years to get a nice, something good, and we just wasn't going to do it any kind of way.
Right.
Because of what we represented, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
And we tried our best to accommodate everybody and make sure everyone had a nice time.
And
I think we accomplished
why.
It.
I think so, too, Kennedy.
Yeah,
I think
y'all did a very good job. I thought y'all did, on a scale of 1 to 10, I gave y'all very much an 8 or a 9 almost. I thought it was a nice function, to be honest with you, except for some of the categories, but overall, the ball was nice.
But again, you know, it's just about trying to make sure that the experience is one that is not going to be forgotten easily from
yeah.
the trophies that we had, from the refreshments, you know, from the gift boxes that we had in the rooms for the judges and Kelly and the VIP folks. All that was a part of the whole
overall
experience.
And also we gave gift boxes to everyone that was in the hotels that we reserved.
Right, exactly. So if you were in the host hotel, you got a gift box also. So all of that, again, was for when you leave Richmond, you leave there thinking you had an experience that was unlike any other for ballroom, and that was the whole goal of it. So it wasn't just the ball. It was the whole package that we tried to put together to make this a memorable moment and just really to have a good time, because in the end, that's really what it's all about, just having a good time, coming out and enjoying the
yeah.
competition and just having fun, you know. And I think I had fun. I hope everybody else did.
I had me a bowl. You know I always have fun.
Right. And look lovely, too, Kennedy, by the way.
Thank you, G, you think? I tried my best. I tried my best. That was thanks to my husband.
Yeah, so.
Who else are we talking about? Because y'all know I don't get on the radio station that much. I told you that, Kel. Is Kelly still there?
We may have lost Kelly, sounds like.
Still here. I'm still
Kelly.
Here, honey. I am here.
Oh, okay. I'm coming up for some fried chicken, too.
Well, baby, it's on the market, honey. I get it. But I have fun. Ronnie, how did you like the function? Because I enjoyed myself.
I did enjoy myself. I had fun. I will piggyback what Tom said about the drinks. They were definitely flowing throughout the building. Dominique and Tom and Mook made sure that the house leaders received their tickets and everything and the suitable accommodations and everything. So I enjoyed that. And the food was excellent as well. Must comment on that as well. So, you know, I was just being me, eating and drinking and being merry, having fun, seeing some people I haven't seen in a while. I was, you know, saw my brother Fred Chanel. I was glad he was up and about. So it was good seeing him. Always my father and my brother, man, Tony. You know, everybody. It was good to see a lot of people.
And there was actually a lot of people that you don't normally see at the recent balls. It was a lot of people. Like, Letitia, I wanted her to walk to Letitia High. Like, a lot of people that we haven't seen in a long time.
It was good to see Letitia actually Vogue.
Yes.
It's been a while since I've seen her, you know, just cut up a little bit.
And I neglected to mention, I should point out, too, the celebrities that we had in the building. Of course, Miss Lawrence from Atlanta Housewives, and a lot of people didn't know.
Rico Chappelle shouldn't have got sent on as soon as she did.
At all. Rico shouldn't have been chopped, in my opinion, but people...
So she shouldn't have got sent on at all. She should have won that coin, if you ask me, but... The girls stick with their girlfriends mistake. She should have won that category mistake. That bitch was done, and motherfucking Louis Vuitton and Christian Louboutin, the new motherfucking collection of 2011 pieces, because you know I'm always up on their website. All her pieces was 2011. 2011 pieces, brand new pieces that girls don't even have yet, Mistake. They shaded her, Mistake. It was total shade, Mistake.
What category are we talking about?
I was about to say, we're not talking about labels, even though I think that her look was definitely on point. But, you know, if it was labels, then yeah. But I don't know if it was the win for best dress. I mean, the look was cute to me. I liked it, but I don't know if it was the win. I actually liked the guy.
I loved
better.
It, possible.
By your honest opinion, do y'all think Miss Monica 007 should have won?
No.
I did not like the look at
you
all.
Want my honest opinion, and I don't want this to be taken any kind of way? No.
No. Hell no.
No.
I think it should have came down to Lauren.
I'm willing to take the repercussion of saying no, whatever happens, because I know she gets on panels and I know how people get. But no, I don't think she should have won it. It was just no shade. I just don't think she should have won because it wasn't best dress. It wasn't $1,500 best dress. It wasn't.
Thank you.
It wasn't.
Well, I personally like the guys. I like the suits that they were wearing.
Yes.
It's just the I mean, personally, I would have went for the guys, but. What I was about to say about Rico is a lot of folks did not realize that that was Rico Chappelle when he first came out because he was in drag. But Rico also was on the Bravo show, and I forget the name of it right now, but it was the show about the designers who were competing
uh-huh.
against each other to be the next top designer or whatever. Whatever that show is called. Anyway, that was who that was. And people were like, who is Rico Chappelle? But he came out right
but
after
But you know
Lawrence
what, Tom?
Did.
I don't mean to cut you off, but a lot of people don't know fashion or what
right.
fashion has become. You know what I mean? They still stuck in this, you know, feathers, beads, back pieces, and everything else. But fashion has evolved. It has evolved.
You're so right. You're so right.
Baby, when I tell you, honey, I don't know, honey. It was a mess. It was a mess.
I thought that was one of the worst categories, actually, of the night to me, as far as the judging went.
It was, and it was like nobody wanted to speak up. Nobody wanted to speak up. If I
you know what
up,
it is, you know
because there's
is.
A big juice. There's a big juice about people, and you know this is what always why we're never gonna go nowhere because everybody is so fucking phony. There's a big juice about icons and legends chopping legends and icons and icon and legend. Well, if you're gonna intend on teaching the new generation, how can you intend to teach the new generation what to be correctly by allowing a legend to do it so incorrectly?
Right, exactly.
Just because they're a legend.
Just because they're a legend. You, they said that it was shower curtains. The people who gave the ball didn't agree. Everybody don't agree with the situation, but it still happened.
Hey, now, hold on. Let me tell you something. You're not going to get me. I'm sorry, y'all. You're not going to get me here. Okay, go big. I'm Gary. Put him out. I'm sorry.
You're not going crazy. I told you we on the edge of the...
I'm sorry.
Well,
you know
you
I do this all the time. Y'all know I go everywhere.
My problem with Monica winning the category was that Monica, you know, Monica's legendary now, and usually I always see her done when she walks that type of category. She does come correct, but this night, it just wasn't her night. And I don't really understand how she won that $1,500 that easily. And she won, like,
well,
by...
Because I guess before she didn't have any competition.
Well, no, but see, the thing is, that just highlights the whole political nature of ballroom, and that's one of the reasons why I don't do ballroom no more, because of stuff just like that, you know. It was just simply purely politics is all it was. I don't know how she beat that Garcon boy, because his look was done. And before they...
Pulled Tony Rome in a black?
No, I was... But not
well, the
him,
Rome,
was
the one with the fur, the one with the fur thing around
was,
his neck.
Yes, I was about to get to Tony, but I was going about yes. talking about the Garcon boy. I don't know what his name is, but his look was over to me.
Yes.
His name is Trey Garcon.
Okay, Trey. Yeah, Trey's look was over, but now
yes.
going to Tony, I don't even know how she got by Tony, because Tony's look was cute. It was very subtle. It didn't really give you over the
yeah,
top.
It was like
it was,
GQ, you know, I'm a man and I'm dressed.
Yes, it was very handsome. It was very grown man sexy. It was very refined, and it just didn't... to me, I just didn't see her winning over him. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
it just didn't
and that's what I wanted
me.
To say something, but I didn't want it to
know.
Be anything.
Yeah, I don't even
it's
know the lady. I've never met her before. I've heard the name. I know she does her thing. I personally did not go for the drape thing in the back with the butterflies on it or whatever that
no.
was. It didn't move
not
me.
At all.
What was, I really don't know what. And I'm not reading. I'm not reading. But I just did not like the look. But, you know, the judges have to make the decision. and I don't want to argue because, you know, I always seem like the bad girl.
Well, I mean, I don't, you know, I'll happily state my opinion because it doesn't really bother me. You know, it doesn't make
She's being political, people.
She's just being political.
Yes. I don't want no one to think anything.
She's being
political right now. She can care less. But, you know, anybody's opinion is their opinion.
It's the truth because
Kelly's sitting there crying, and she was the first one to go off like y'all was going off. And this is the shit that I'm talking about. Sister, hello.
I'm trying to get me a rental car, honey. I came back and my car is still broke, okay? I'm trying to get me a rental car. I'm homeless. I'm trying to get me a rental car here, okay? And I'm trying to still do the show. I don't give a fuck mistake. I didn't see the effect mistake, but I don't respect mistake, okay? I'm not going to sit here and I'm not going to chop no motherfucking legend mistake. I sit here and I chop the girls, and I was chopping all night long. I was chopping, and I think I was the most person out of everybody on that jealous panel that was chopping everybody mistake. And that comes back, that doesn't reflect on me because I don't walk anymore. So when I'm sitting here and I chop all these girls and be banging these girls the way I bang these girls mistake, that reflect on my children because none of the other judges have the balls to want to chop these people, but they want to call bitches to beg to get over from the motherfucking judges panel.
This is exactly what I'm talking about, the politics of ballroom and why I don't do, and other people don't do ballroom, because they don't want to chop somebody because they the legend, this icon, that, and they afraid if they chop them, then they kids that's coming behind them, they're going to get chopped. And so that's the foolishness of ballroom that needs to stop, and that's why people don't do ballroom no more.
Well, it's going to.
It's the hard knock life.
But it starts with us. We have to start it.
And it starts with me because it's all, listen, if I chop you, don't put me a panel, I'm chopping you, you chop my child, oh, well. And it doesn't matter because if the child is what they're going to be.
No, I don't want to know why you're chopping.
No, because we already know why, Kennedy. We already know why.
Okay.
So
because,
I think that we make things too much of a big issue. You chopped her. Oh, she chopped you, baby, because that. So why are we going to address the panel? I chopped you. I didn't see it. You chopped my child.
But, Nicole, that's why when a ball promoter, and that's why you saw Michi and Kennedy on the stage, because when people on the panel do stuff like that, tit for tat chops, they simply get removed off the panel. And that's why you saw Michi come out there for the Realness with a Twist category and bring all the boys back, because the judges were carrying that category.
No,
the judges wasn't carrying. Miss Kelly was chopping them.
I was the one that was on the panel, and I was told by Father Michi that they was looking. I was told by Dominique that they was looking for a fashionable Michael Jackson. Those dirty, dingy T-shirts and a pair of high-low pants and a red jacket is not fashionable to me.
Like,
I know fashion. I'm a big bitch. I can't wear the pieces, mistake. I love my bags and my purses. I can't fit the clothes. But I know fashion when I see fashion.
Right.
And those motherfuckers was not fashionable. They looked at a hot fucking mess, and they all deserved
the
fucking job.
It was just basically bring a Michael Jackson look and look good in it.
But
and they
didn't look good in it. That shit looked horrible.
Wait, but Dawn and Tom, Michi, Dominique, and Season Gown, the
who is it?
I'm not being rude.
Oh, that's 15, right. The one we came on with. That's 15.
Yeah,
I'm not being rude. No, I'm not being rude, and I don't want this to be taken anyway. But I would respect, I would appreciate it if you. I'm Kennedy. My name is Kennedy.
I'm so used to calling you, Dawn. I'm so sorry. Kennedy.
I know everybody is. And I do the same thing to them. But that's besides the point. But go ahead. Go ahead, 15.
Oh, yeah. What I was saying was Season and Michi had gotten on the phone and they discussed their ball a few days before the ball. And they had said when they went to the Renaissance with a Twist category, somebody had a question about it. And they said a fashionable Michael Jackson look. That's exactly what they said. So when you think of fashionable, you think of a fashionable Michael Jackson. Look, you don't think of a dirty
white suit. But they weren't walking.
Well,
best dressed,
Michael Jackson really didn't have any fashion. Michael Jackson fashion was his own fashion. Sparkly jacket, gloves,
and stuff. They weren't walking best dressed, so they didn't need to be done.
They just needed to be fabulous,
yeah.
Which could have been anything. You know what I'm saying? They didn't have to be.
I would have rather them come out there with the glitter glove on, with the glitter socks,
right.
Not those dingy white socks they had on.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah, I agree with that. If
okay,
you're going to say Michael Jackson
it.
Looking
I
nice, then
it.
You should have had a glittery sock on, maybe a glittery glove, a glittery jacket. Yeah, yeah, and it should have been, you know, not just the V-neck white T-shirt, and it should have been white.
Well, I personally don't use the Realness with a Twist category at all, so I don't care how they do
it. You know what? You know what? I don't use it because Realness with a Twist used to be a Butch Queen coming back and Daisy Dukes and Cutting Up.
Right.
It wasn't
now
those films. Am I lying?
Film category. No, you're right. You're right.
Am I
no, but that's why that
category
is so long. Have y'all noticed it? Because it's Vogue Femme now. So it's so long now. Remember, Realness with a Twist was an hour category, Kelly and Kenny.
What Realness with a Twist? What Realness with a Twist? He had Daisy Dukes on. That's Realness with a Twist. Come back as a fag.
What Realness with a Twist has turned into is the Vogue Femme reject. They can't actually compete against the Vogue Femme, so they
Amen.
Say,
but
Amen.
When they be Vogue and they can Vogue.
Amen. I like that one. Just say how it is. That's what it is, a Vogue Femme reject.
Well.
Yes, that is exactly what it is, because he's not lying. No, they don't qualify as enough for Vogue Femme, but they look like they can qualify enough for Realness with a Twist. That's a reject.
But they don't. But they don't look real.
Hold on, y'all,
because
we got some callers. Let's take some callers. Hold on. Private caller, you're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing, private caller? Private caller, you're live on the air. Okay, I guess not. Next call is 404-438. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Oh, they want to talk to us.
Oh, they hit. That's because they didn't talk to him. Tom came up here and sealed everything, baby. And everything you wanted to know, he gave it to you right there. Boom, 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 boom. What are y'all going to say now? Come on. Let's go. We're waiting. Press one.
Okay.
Press one.
And be specific. Who you want to talk to? Who you got the question for?
Who you have to say? Oh, hold on. Private caller, you're live on the air on the recap show.
Oh, they don't want to talk to us.
Yeah.
Oh,
this is Larry. This is Larry.
Listen, what's
Hi,
up,
Larry.
Baby? How you doing? How are you doing? What's
you
your
doing?
Team? I'm okay.
Guess the juice.
I was there. I saw it.
What did you see?
Ball.
And what did you think about the ball?
I liked it. It was okay.
Oh, okay. Thank you. You sound like you have a technical difficulty. Is there anybody else on the line?
Okay. Thank you, baby, for calling in. The next caller is another private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing, private caller?
Yeah, hello.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, they said that. I was just about to say, oh, congratulations to all. It was okay. Oh, I think she's legendary now. So I just want to say congratulations.
Oh,
all
right.
Thank
you.
I'm sure she appreciates it.
Shout out to Erica and
But
Dominique.
I'm
going to
say this about that. They should have made Erica Kane legend way before they made a whole lot of them other ones legend. That's just my personal opinion.
Well,
right,
you know, blame it on that panel they put together to decide who's legendary. I mean, go figure that out.
Don't do that.
Next caller we have is 919.
Uh-oh, it is about to get a call.
Okay. A recap show. 919-345, you're live on the air.
They don't want to talk to us.
Okay, I guess
you're nervous. This is what Kennedy said. They are ready. Did y'all hear? Y'all don't have to request for the LaCroix today. They came on the show with you. Hello.
I'm really sitting here and I'm gagging because it's so many balls that happen and y'all girls really down, Michelle. Y'all girls really.
Well, you heard what he gave, Kelly.
Wait.
You heard what your package
gave. They read down if they was a part of the hotel, they got a package and everything. They want the
promoters
to come up here because they want to tell them how they feel. Well, now you have the promoters here.
But they don't have nothing to fill
on.
Because, Kelly, he took care of everything. Why it started late, listen, the stage, la 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 la. Why this is la la la. Every question that I heard outside of this conversation, those were the questions that needed to be answered, and Tom just answered it. Now, if someone to disagree with what Kennedy and Tom has said in defense of the questions that they had not even been answered, but you have heard them too, they should press 1.
Okay.
They're in the building.
The next caller is 917-652. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Hello, everybody. This is legendary Jason Prodigy.
Oh,
hello.
Hi, Jason Prodigy.
Hey, what's going on? I first wanted to say congratulations to my baby, my mother, Dawn, Kennedy LaCroix. You looked excellent in Grand March. I'm very proud of you. I'm proud of my sister, Michi, as well. The ball was very successful. I do have one issue with the ball that I could have did without, and that was Raquel and Sasha's performance in the beginning.
Thanks, somebody
it was
said
too
it.
Long.
But you know
it
what?
Was too long,
that was
and it was boring.
We wanted to entertain.
Mom, we was not entertained by that performance. It was long and boring. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I was definitely gonna get into that.
No, you ain't
going to
get no backlash. Don't worry, Jason. We just wanted y'all to be entertained. We wanted to give you a picture of what we liked it or not.
Jason, after I finish, they're not going to even think about you after I finish. Hold on.
They ain't going to think about you after I finish.
But hold on, Jason. I'm going to let you finish. No, wait, Jason, because I don't want you to go to the next topic. I want to hit that topic while you talked about it.
Okay, go
it's
ahead.
No shade to all these promoters out here that's having balls. Stop getting these pageant girls, and these girls is a part of the ballroom scene, but they actually pageant and show girls to come do that lip singing at the balls, mistake. They do not give us what they give at these shows and these pageants, mistake, and they don't give that because the girls don't tip them, mistake. Miss Raquel, I love her down. Miss Tasha, I love her down. They both my girlfriends, mistake, and I love them down. But those performances were horrible, and it was they got paid, but it's about the tipping. They don't that what they gave at that show. I don't see these bitches give everything. They could have gave more than what they gave. It was horrible. It was late and it was tight. Miss Raquel was draining me, mistake. I was sitting at the table like I wanted to go to sleep. Miss Tasha stopped and was posing for jacket pictures. She didn't finish her number.
I'm just going to say I appreciated them coming and performing. I did what I needed to do. We wanted to do entertain.
We understand, Kennedy. Wait a minute, Nicole.
Because this is Blumenthal, and I have to say I'm not speaking as a spokesman for the house right now. I'm speaking on behalf of Tom. So I don't want anybody to get it twisted. I'm not talking from the house at this moment.
Well,
I'm
no, you in the house, so anything you say is going to be like, you know, the house thing. So,
I guess you're right, but I'm just trying to separate, you know, my own personal views from that.
Okay, go ahead.
I do have my own personal views, and I personally agree with Nicole and Jason. Not about Sasha and Raquel, but I'm just talking about pageant girls in general performing at the balls. I just don't see it. To me, it just drains.
But you know what,
Tom?
It was just for entertainment.
We weren't entertained by that.
Y'all weren't entertained. Okay.
No,
okay.
We was not entertained by that. Like, I would have rather have seen the extra 2 hours of Grand March than see Raquel and Sasha perform. It's just no shade. Like,
no
it was
shade.
Wearing me out. But besides that, on a positive note, I wanted to give a shout out to the House of Prodigy for winning Best Dressed House at the
and
ball.
And I
want to
tell
we
y'all congratulations
great.
Too.
Oh, thank you. We looked great. I also want to give my niece, Dominique LaCroix, a shout-out for her legendary status. Well-deserved. And Erica Kane, I'm telling you this, you know, I've been a big Erica Kane supporter since her Karan days. They might not have seen you being legendary for your category, but, baby, at that Grand March, you let them know every reason why you were legendary. If you never went the fuck off, you went off at that ball on Saturday. I got my life. I so got my life.
Yeah.
But other than that, also shout out to Nigerian Prodigy for winning Butch Realness, and shout out to Butterfly Prodigy for winning Women's Body.
That's my girl. I like Butterfly.
I live for her. She's bringing that category back to life. I live for her.
And also, I didn't agree with how that Team Realness category went, but Hypnotic Balenciaga and my father man Prodigy, y'all both look good. Y'all gave Farnsworth Bentley and Puff Daddy.
Yeah.
Okay, that was so cute. But before you go anywhere, baby, no, don't go nowhere. I want to ask all of y'all a question because this was also another, this is Nicole. This was also another conversation that I heard, you know, because as soon as the ball was over, I got full details. So my next question to you, Tom, and overall Mother Kennedy and Kelly and Jason, who was actually there because I wasn't, how was and what do you think about Evisu Best Dress as a House? St. Clair Best Dress as a House, Best Dress as a House, period.
Can I say something before anybody else talks?
The Best Dress as a House, so I really can't say.
I'm going to say this. A lot of houses probably didn't read the category right because the prodigies were confused for a minute, too, because we thought it was Best Dress as a House and not Best Dress House. So when the houses came up to what I did get life off, I got life off the fact that the Mugler, there were so many of them, the Evisu, there were so many of them, and just to see the houses come to the ball in their dress code, uniform, you know, on the floor. Did I like some of the people that was on stage? No. But at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, I think that it was just nice to see all the houses on the floor participating
but
in the
But they made it truly clear that it was Best Dress come as a house. Now, it wasn't no Best Dress as a house.
You
had to come in the building.
When we come in our dress code and we're all dressed, that's what we wanted. That's what we wanted. Like, we come in, like, and everybody's done. Not, you know, but I don't know. I didn't
well, who won
Best Dress
as a
House? Nicole, what was your feedback that you were getting, Nicole?
Oh, well,
I'm getting a lot of feedback.
Let me give you my feedback. My feedback, this is the feedback, because you know, honey, I get all the tea, honey. My IM started going off today, honey, when I send out the shout-outs about the radio show. The Prodigy should have won. The Evisu should have been chopped. Albert was flipping over his motherfucking grave because the Evisus looked fierce, mistake. They gave the ready. Bianca Mugler shouldn't even have been up there, mistake. Tamara's dress was too motherfucking short. Her motherfucking shoes had hang time on it, mistake, because her toes was hanging on the floor, touching the motherfucking stage. They gave the ready. St. Clair should have won because Asia was the only one that was complete and looked it Best Dressed as a House. That's what the girls gave.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And
I'm
going to
fuck
you up, bitch. That was my feedback,
Jason.
Okay. Well, I mean, the Sinclairs did look nice. I mean, in my opinion, the Sinclairs and the Prodigy was the only two houses that was dressed to par for the category. The Prodigies won, and, you know, that's it.
Congratulations to the House of Prodigy.
The
House of St. Clair was the only ones that gave what the LaCroix would have gave.
The category didn't say bring like the LaCroix. That's what the category said. The category
said they said that the St. Clair was the only ones that looked at halfway like the LaCroix would look. They didn't say they looked like them. They said halfway looked like them, and they should have won the category. That's what the girls gave.
Whatever
house it was, we just wanted them to come in and whatever effect that they were going to come in. Like, you know how we do it. Like, at the Evisu Ball, we were all in play it like that. Like, you know, we come in unified.
Oh, yeah, they said the St. Clair's was the only ones that looked like that. They just said everyone
The Prodigies, when we came inside the building,
Hold on, because I missed the part, I'm sorry, I had to go through my notes here in my computer, I missed the part. They said, the exact words was, they gave the ready to say, Clarence was sitting, they looked the Best Dressed as a House, they said the Prodigies looked like they went to Kmart or Old Navy and just got some gray and pink and put it on, that's what they said.
I was at the door putting the little armband things on at one point, so I saw the people when they were first coming in, and I saw the houses dressed, you know, some of them wearing uniform, looking real nice, what have you. I didn't actually see the category because at the time I had to leave the ball to go take Raquel back to her hotel, so I missed all of that, and I was over it when I got back and it was already packed.
Take up the
Well, we had to, you know, provide
the
No. Right, yeah, I forgot. It was lavish LaCroix. Yeah, we're accommodating. Kelly explained y'all accommodated, you know, extremely. I'm sorry. Yeah, all right.
Yeah, I see the Kelly soon. She got out the car.
Go ahead, Tom. I'm so sorry for
interrupting.
Hey,
I want to see, baby. I'm,
to North Carolina this weekend, honey. The North Carolina people, I want to see what y'all are going to do for me this weekend, Miss Thang. Because the lacrosse, Miss Thang, girl, they got my vote, Miss Thang. Ball of the year, Miss Thang, honey.
Oh, God. Look at her. She's advocating her presence.
Oh.
I'll be there, too. Okay.
So, we did the damn thing. We did what we needed to do to put our name on the wheel. We've been put it there. But, you know, we did what we needed to do.
I think this might be the icon, man, prodigy on the phone.
Uh-oh.
21208, is that man? Hello, 215.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello. Yeah, what's up, Kelly? What's up, Dawn and Nicole
Kennedy.
And Tom?
This name Kennedy.
Kennedy.
Kennedy,
I said
Bob.
Yeah,
and I be trying. Oh, is that my son? I be trying not to be ignorant with it, but everybody know my name, Kennedy, now.
Well, who is this that's calling in?
Marquis.
They don't want to
call.
Oh, hey, Brian, what's going on?
Hey, what's up?
Nothing, chilling, just sitting down, listening to y'all, do y'all recap of the ball.
Where were you?
And what's your recap?
Well, my recap. The ball was all right to me. I mean, I just sat at the table and just, you know, was chilling and drinking.
But did you enjoy
yourself? Yeah, I enjoyed myself, but I got a question for you, Ma.
Go ahead.
For the realness category, were the guys supposed to be in suits?
For realness?
Yeah.
Wait a minute, because I can tell you right now,
I'm
going to get the
you
flyer.
The team
no, I'm going to
Eli.
Come on, you ain't got to go to the choir. You ain't got to go to the flyer, Kennedy. I got it right here. The category called for Pump Daddy and that other little jerky guy, honey. And they said that they wanted them to be in a fashionable look, and they said no jeans.
It don't say no jeans on the flyer, though, as I read it.
It doesn't?
Yeah, I have the category. The booklet. I have the magazine here for everyone who can listen to hear me. It says suitable pair. We're looking for that fashion-forward power realness team, whether it's an executive or thug, pair up with a school boy or pretty boy. Think Sean Diddy Combs and Farnsworth Bentley. So executive leaves your briefcase at home, school and pretty boys don't forget your umbrella.
Well,
it does
do
not
they wear
anything
jeans?
I want to
see,
right. Yes.
Would you see Pup Daddy and Farnsworth Bentley? Do they have on jeans and stuff?
Oh, wait. That's
it. It all depends on where he is. The pictures
wait.
I had in my phone that I showed the
I
judges,
forgot something, Rodney.
He had on. Yes, I won, so I'm going to defend myself.
Yeah,
you
started that.
Everybody, hello. I'm talking now. I'm saying listen to everybody. My turn. Nicole, my turn.
Okay.
I let everyone else, you know, talk about it and say whatever they want to say. The category, I brought a picture of him in the Diddy, the Dirty Money jacket, as well
did
as when
win?
He looked with the exact picture that he had on, which was Puff Daddy. It said, bring it like Puff Daddy and Farnsworth. My partner, Joel, looked exquisite. He brought you Bentley. He brought the cheesecake. We had accessories. We had stuff that complement what Puff Daddy and P. Diddy would do. The judges voted for me.
Yeah.
I didn't vote for myself.
Did
so,
you win, Rotten?
Whatever. Say it again.
Yes, he did win. That motherfucker
yes,
Joel went all the way. That motherfucker Joel went all the way to motherfucking Brooklyn and brought cheesecake all the way from Julius to motherfucking Virginia, bitch. How you doing?
Okay, well, Rodney,
well,
I have one question
Rodney,
regarding
you
your
win.
Rodney,
yes, I did.
I have a question regarding your win. How did you like your trophy?
Yes. Say it again.
Well,
how you
won.
Like
why, right. So what?
Yeah,
well,
that, what you call it? But
Rodney
no,
was clarifying
Rodney,
up things that
wait,
no one
wait,
had.
Okay,
I was
okay,
trying
okay,
to win.
Okay, they
went,
doing. Oh, okay. I
right,
know,
he
right,
went,
man.
He
right.
just wanted to
so,
go.
Wait,
right.
Can
he
I,
wanted
can
to
I say this? Can I say this
okay.
one thing?
No,
that's
I was asking
the,
Rodney a question. I want to know, Rodney, how did you like your trophy?
Wait, hold on, Tom. Let Marquise.
It was.
Hold on one second. We're gonna go to that question. Go ahead, Marquise.
I just asked, were you supposed to be in suits? Because on the flyer, suitable pair. The word suit is in bold letters. So that's why I thought that the category was calling for a suitable pair because suit was in bold capital letters.
And so was
it like suit as in their suit or was it suitable as in suitable to walk here?
Well,
Diddy was in bold too, Marquise.
When I asked the LaCroix, they told me, I didn't ask you, Mom, but when I asked the other ones, they said that everybody
who,
was supposed
one?
To be Caesar.
Tell me who you
asked. Caesar. I asked Caesar.
Okay.
Caesar said that everyone was supposed to be in suits.
Well, if that was the case, they should have been on the pit floor. If they would have chopped me, I wouldn't have had no ill will.
Well,
if
that was the case,
the
judges should have,
But no, I can see how a person reading that would somehow
everybody took their own little parts from that category and interpreted their own way.
And all
everybody
the
way,
here,
they
short
because I never see P Diddy in no kilt.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah,
wait, yeah,
you know,
that's a good thing. That's a good
thing,
Kelly.
I
never
saw P Diddy
in a kilt either.
But even when you take all the accessories, when you take the suits off and all the other stuff, are you still real? Real question in my mind. So y'all could have came out naked, but are you real?
And that's how I figured, Tom. That's when I went with that. When they say, well, I shouldn't have won because I didn't have no suit, and they did whatever. I say, well, I guess the judges were looking at the team that paired off and the effects that each one gave as far as Puff Daddy. They did something they can relate to. They've seen the jacket. It just came out on 106 and Park with Puffy in it. So they've seen different little stuff. The Camaro, he was doing fashion forward. I can see everybody took different parts of the – everybody put different parts of that paragraph.
So P. Diddy
for
2000 and motherfucking 16, because I ain't seen P. Diddy in a motherfucking kilt yet.
So, Rodney, who was
the – who had on the kilt?
Camaro!
I'm not telling me you had on the kilt.
Camaro Blahnik.
Rodney, who was your partner?
Did he win?
My partner was Joel Mizrahi, the other winner.
Okay.
Listen.
Well, I mean, like I said, I could, you know, take off all the clothing, just stand up there naked. Are you real? That's the one.
Well, maybe
that's
the next thing that's going to happen.
Yeah, come on.
Let me see your real
next category. The next category, realness naked. That, there you go. We got it.
Yeah, point blank.
There ain't nobody walking.
And I don't need all that. I don't want to see that rough shit pulling out guns or whatever, because you ain't got to pull out no motherfucking guns. Excuse my language. Just be real.
Thank you, Marquise. Thank you for calling. The next call we have is 301-379. You're live on the air. Is this the legendary Harold Balenciaga?
This is me. I'm so glad we're on this topic because, you know, Rodney, you read that, and you're an excellent interpreter of categories. You sat and you just read that category from the flyer, and you forgot the most important part. The most important part that fashion is the key. So you know, as a strict judge, you are a strict judge when you're judging. So you know, again, it's not me. You just walk the category. So you know what I'm saying. But to make it seem like people are bitter when you know,
I didn't make it seem like that at all.
Like you told me, you were talking. Let me talk, and then I'll go ahead and let you respond. But like,
okay.
When you're judging. You're a stripper for the category. So, again, it's not your fault. It's not Joel's fault. All y'all walked the category. But my thing is, Barry, when a host asks for something specific, then therefore it's not a matter of mass interpretation because I myself asked Michi, and he said they're looking for the Thugger executive in a you know, fashionable suit and the schoolboy/pretty boy bringing it like Farnsworth Bentley. So, you know, basically, and Kelly, just to ask you, I think you were the one that said you never saw Diddy in a kilt. If you go to Google, click on images, type Diddy in a kilt, you'll get all the images popped up, you know, that Camaro did.
I got it already, Harold.
So, I mean, therefore, I mean, you know what I'm saying, that's just my view on it. I just felt like, basically, when people call for things outside of what the normal aspect of the category you typically normally call for, and then everybody is dressed up. I mean, even when I was on the panel, I mean, why did they think everybody came in suit? I mean, it wasn't just, you know, just because we all just misinterpreted the category.
Well, who were the judges at that time?
I mean, I don't know. Who at that time?
Yeah.
You don't have a list there of who jumped on the panel?
Well, I'm sure there's a list. I wasn't present during that particular category, so I don't know who was on the panel during that time. So I was on the panel.
Father Tony was on the panel.
Listen, Kelly, again, when it comes down to it, Kelly, again, I don't expect, you know what I'm saying, I don't expect, you know,
basically. I just think that, you know, it should have been clarified a little bit better on exactly what it's calling for. I mean, when you call for people from outside their normal elements, you say suits, and then, you know, everybody, that's the main thing everybody was focusing on. Then the individual that wins wasn't in a suit. So, you know, some people were saying that it didn't call for no jeans or whatever, this and that. However Rodney interpreted, you know what I'm saying, that's on him. But what I'm saying is that when you have the particular leadership of the whole house saying that they were looking for, you know, certain looks, then the people adhere to them, and then basically people come like they normally come for the category and win, then, you know what I'm saying, that's where, you know, the discrepancy comes in. But again, like I said, like I told Rodney at the ball, I'm not taking nothing away from him, and I'll never take anything away from anybody that's walking because, like Rodney said, they can't vote for themselves. So, you know,
like you're blaming the panel, and that's why I asked who was on the panel at that time.
Well, that's whose fault it was. It wasn't the house fault. It was the panel fault.
It should have been clear. Whatever should have been clear. I don't know, you know what I'm saying, what transpired, you know what I'm saying, to that the judges were aware of.
I don't understand how much clearer. I don't understand how much clearer can you be when they send out a package to everybody that in their house that was judging,
and it
clearly said everything that they wanted on the judges panel. That means the girls wasn't paying attention. The girls were just there to get into the ball for free and to get free cocktails.
Kelly, you took the word. My thing
is,
my thing was, whether I get shot or not, the people who were working against me should have said something when I first got my 10th. Not once we start dialing or anything like that.
I mean, let's be real, Errol.
We competed. We're brothers. We're whatever. But you still should have said something before we battle.
Okay,
I really don't think we should be arguing about this topic this long.
I said something. I said something to the judge on the end of the panel where I was on. But by then, Jack had started counting on the other end. So by that time, it was like, you know, too late.
But if you feel some type of way, why didn't you come? Somebody should have came and got Michi, me, Season, Dominique, or anybody and said, explain this.
Okay, well, Kennedy, excuse me one second. Kennedy, if that is the proper protocol that you suggested, that is exactly what I did, and you can ask Season. I went to Season,
okay,
you know, immediately thereafter. But, you know, again, I understand, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying,
what?
You know,
after
in the
category?
Future,
okay, let me just say this at this point, and this is the point and purpose that I'm making. Okay, first of all, I'm not attacking the LaQuaz, I'm not attacking the panel, this and that, whatever. I'm just saying, in the future, you know what I'm saying, when we're calling for things at balls, this and that, whatever, you know what I'm saying, I know we send out paperwork, you know what I'm saying, a packet, and, you know, we expect the judges to be mindful. But, you know what I'm saying, even as a promoter myself, I know there are times that you have to be there to kind of, you know, make sure that the judges are aware and specifically what it is you're looking for, especially if you convey to particular patrons.
Well,
that,
we
know,
sent them packets and told
level.
Them.
That's all I'm saying in going forward. There's nothing we can do about what transpired. I'm just talking about in moving forward.
Well, I'm going to say what I think needs to start happening. If you don't see it, you don't see it. Legend, icon, or whatever. If it's not right, it's not right.
Amen.
Okay, but Kelly, if I can have 1 second. Also,
because it sounds like that the problem really was that everyone disagreed or everyone thought that Rodney had did the wrong thing, but no one said anything. And then Rodney started battling, and people were not. And Harold, you said you did approach the promoters of the ball, but you know how balls, what it gives when balls is, you know, completely in a mess and everybody's just running
Nicole,
around.
But, when did Harold approach the promoters? He said after, and I'm just trying to figure out after the category
okay,
was over.
Tom, let's Let's go over this chronologically, okay?
Oh,
during the category, okay, when Rodney got his 10, I was waiting in line to get up there. So I wasn't going to scream and holler from the back, you know.
Okay, I got you, Harold.
Whatever the situation was. So when I got up there, I conveyed, you know, what the situation was to the judges. After that, okay, when, you know, the situation was over, I did say something to Season that, you know, someone needs to be by the panel for the rest of the category that, you know, is aware of what it is that's
7-3-7-7.
Oh, someone is calling someone?
Can I just say, and this may be out of place for me to say because I wasn't there during this particular category, but I can just go on past balls when something similar to this has happened. When somebody gets tens that they're not supposed to because they didn't bring it right, I don't know that I've ever seen a ball promoter tell the judges, you have to chop that particular person.
Yeah, because now, you gave them the 10. If you ain't like it, you shouldn't have given them the 10.
I've seen ball promoters bring people back that have been chopped, but I've never seen a ball promoter tell a person on the panel that you have to chop that person. Now, the ball promoter
No. It's not about telling them that they have to chop a person or whatever the case is. And that I'm just saying if someone is there, you know what I'm saying, to clarify to make sure that the commentator or the is able to. Convey to the judges what actually is being looked for. Okay, you know what I'm saying? Then that I understand people were getting ready for Grand March. That, you know, people wanted to come out for Grand March and, what was the point for the Grand March and things. And this was, you know, pre-Grand March. So, you know, people basically were getting ready.
Do tell them what you want, it's still their obligation. It's still on them if they want to shop or not. They're the judge.
Exactly, and that's what I was about to say. And, Harold, what you're talking about right now, Harold, we did exactly what you're talking about. We told the judges what we were expecting for each and every category, including this one. Ultimately, it's up to the judges whether or not they give it 10s or chop it.
You know what? So basically, Tom, what you're saying at this point is that, you know, how would us putting together flyers? If judges want to still give a person 10,
that's not what I'm saying, Harold. That's not what I'm saying.
Wait a minute. Let him say what he's saying.
So basically you're saying that, you know, the host isn't the one in charge of the ball. You're saying it's the judges that's in charge.
Aren't in charge of the ball, but the judges are the ones that make the vote. Because if that's the case, I could have judged best dressed.
Right. Okay? And Monica wouldn't have been winning shit.
No, and that's not. I'm not being fierce, but no. I'm not being fierce, but she would not have won.
Let me respond to Harold, because Harold, what you're saying is,
Tom, honestly, to be honest with you, Kennedy has responded to me. She's the mother of the house, and that suffices as far as I'm concerned.
Okay,
so,
you directed it towards me, and I was going to give a response, but since you've stated that, then I'm
trying to drag this out. You know,
where's Kelly
at? Because
she needs to get some door while I'm ready.
If you
want to
email me your response, I mean, you're more than welcome to do that.
I'll let them go
for a little while. I don't want to stick here on this category. On this category, on this topic. Yes?
Can I say one other thing? I do want this is not about that. This is in regard to something else.
Somebody feels the type of way about the ball and not winning or whatever, the next ball, bring it on. Just make them know it. Get them next time.
We have another caller, and our next caller is 347-627. You're live on the air on the recap show.
They don't want to talk to us.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air, baby. Okay, I guess not. The next caller I have is a private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi.
Oh, hang up. No. Hang up.
How's she going already? 215-500, you're live on the air on the recap show. Okay, you girls, and y'all shenanigans. I don't have time for it tonight, and I'm not. Okay. Anybody else that's on the phone lines, if you have anything to say, feel free to definitely press 1 at this time. We are definitely taking callers. We have 34 minutes left into the show, honey. Press 1. We're here. We're taking callers. We're taking comments. We're taking questions. Private caller, you're live on the recap show.
Yes, hello.
Yes.
How did Dawn expect someone to judge her ball and she's sniffing cotton?
I'm not going to disrespect the show, but I see my name is Kennedy. See, this is the show on life. My name is Kennedy, and I would appreciate it if you addressed me as Kennedy.
Okay, the next caller we have is another private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air. Keep it cute.
Hello?
Private caller.
Hello?
James.
Yes, you're on the air.
Oh, I just have two things to say. One is I think Kelly said that, you know, that Monica shouldn't have won, but she was a tiebreaker and voted for Monica.
No, I was not the tiebreaker.
No, she was not. No, she was not. Not for
you
the
was,
last
Kelly.
Was
you
not.
Was the tiebreaker.
Kelly was the tiebreaker.
No, first of all, I was not. First of all, let me tell
no,
you something, baby.
Not.
I pay attention to everything. I was not the tiebreaker,
okay.
Miss Nate. I was not the tiebreaker when she won. I was the tiebreaker. Listen, let me tell you something, okay? Get it together, baby. I was the tiebreaker.
I was
the tiebreaker when she walked against Kennedy's husband. And the only reason I didn't give it to Kennedy's husband is because his shoes was untied, queen. Get it together.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you,
That's
Kelly.
Why I didn't give it to him, because his shoes was untied, faggot. So get it together, queen. Know your motherfucking facts, bitch. I pay attention to everything, motherfucking faggot. So how dare you motherfucking facts sit here and try to come for me, bitch. Okay?
But Kelly,
the next caller.
My sister's feet is coming over her shoes.
Baby.
I mean it. Then I'm sorry. No more tell.
I'm not going to do this.
But it's the truth. If you want to get into it, get into it. You know what I mean? But go,
Private caller, you're live on the air. Keep it
clear.
Hello? I got switched next to disconnect.
We're not doing that.
Anybody else that got anything to say? Baby, please, press 1. We're live on the air. No, baby, I ain't gonna have a heart attack, bitch, because I got my motherfucking cigarettes right here, bitch. My high blood pressure is here. Asthma pump is sitting right here. And I got a cup of water right here, bitch. So I'm not gonna have a heart attack, bitch.
Wait,
I never let these fools give me a motherfucking heart attack, bitch. I'll kill them before they kill me.
Can you get some extra time?
No, I can't get no extra time. The extra time was already booked. I tried earlier because I knew it was going to be a mess.
When's the next show?
Tomorrow night, what the fuck, Tuesday?
You know, Kelly, I told you I don't like calling these radio stations, but I call.
We are here. Private caller, you're live on the air. Keep it cute.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello. How you doing? I'm just calling in because one thing I hate about this show is y'all don't keep it the fuck real. That ball was a plum fucking mess. That ball was horrible.
Oh, you shouldn't have came. Thanks for coming.
One thing, listen, honey. You said
I
didn't try to
look cute. Honey.
Listen, baby.
I look
you came
cute.
Up there
I
looking
cute.
All
cute.
That,
well,
that
wait a minute.
On
you're not
going
to get on here and try to read me, because
cool.
I don't even know who you are.
Listen.
You're not going to get on here and try to read me, honey, because you can't. That's number one. If you thought the ball was going to be a flop, you shouldn't have came. But thank you for coming and supporting us. You want your money back?
And
you want your motherfucking coins back, bitch, like Jack Toe motherfucking Camaro, bitch.
No,
they'll send it back to you. They'll send it back to you at nickels and motherfucking pennies, bitch.
No, come get it from me.
Y'all was all running around there, mistake girl, and y'all was all motherfucking sniffing y'all motherfucking coke, popping y'all motherfucking pills, having a good old motherfucking time. Now all of a sudden y'all get some motherfucking ball, and they don't have a roll shrimp, bitch, and y'all bitches want to get mad, bitch, when bitches all spend thousands of dollars on motherfucking dresses and makeup and shit, eyeliner the cars, bitch, and they don't get the Fem Queen face, bitch, and they don't get the Vogue film, so now all the fucking Vogue films want to call in and read, and all y'all did was motherfucking cat suit and throw some motherfucking good on it, bitch. Half of y'all motherfuckers that was up there for that Vogue Film category was going to get chopped if they got to the category anyway, because those motherfucking cat suits didn't stand the fuck out, bitch. What the fuck?
Oh, my God. I have a question. This is a caller. I'm calling in. My question is to Kennedy and Tom. Why is it that you, who are both and have been in the scene a very, very long time, and you, Kennedy, you and I go way back, you've been in the, and you
who
are
Who is this? I'm talking to.
Oh, well, Nicole. I mean, this is Nicole. But I was doing it like a caller. I want to do it like a caller. Okay,
don't
so
do that, sis.
No, but I'm doing it like a caller because
okay,
I want to say
I'm
it like that. I want to say, why is it that y'all, I heard y'all have femme queen face, and we had this big debate. Well, actually, y'all had female figure face. We had this big debate about female figures and trying to bring the femme queens back to the ballroom scene, and then you guys' ball was so lavish and LaCroix. My question is to you and Tom, why is it that y'all hadn't separated the categories, and do y'all actually agree with the you, Kennedy, agree with the whole idea of just allowing female figures to battle with femme queens and just mixing the category all up like that?
No, I actually don't, because, you know, I like old girl battles. I like femme queens to swing their hair. You know, I want to see battles. I want it to be like, you know, but it's never going to be like that. No, I don't see the butch queens battling, I mean, the between the drags battling the femme queens, because it's really no comparison.
Okay, but then
I was still
female
insulted.
Figure, but then y'all had female figure face for $1,000.
They
had female figure
no,
face,
we
and they had the legendary girls. The legendary girls were better than the legendary girls, and the iconic girls were better than the iconic girls, and the new girls were better than the new girls. And none of the girls came out. They did not come out. And it's a shame that we keep sitting here and everybody keeps talking about separating
female
figure.
Well, and I think
figure.
That the reason why none of the girls came out, because I told you and I meant it, I'm not coming out to female figure or nothing.
Okay, but hold
so.
On, but hold on. But even though you say that, even though you say that, then you still have all these femme queen categories that you put on the flyer, and then none of the femme queens come out. That's a waste of a trophy. Trophies and stuff is not free anymore.
But
like
Kelly,
I keep telling
it. Kelly, you got the flyer with you, right? I believe we had
yeah.
Greg for Faith.
Yeah, yeah,
the name
yes. And the girls came out. But, you know, they got to get over it, Miss Thing. What the fuck, honey? I want to say congratulations to the mother, Barbie, Miss Raheem, for definitely coming out and snatching that 1,000 queens, Miss Thing, honey. It was good seeing
right.
you
and,
after
and,
your...
If any female figure got faced, come on and bring it. What you scared of?
Yes, baby, please. It's a competition.
If you brought me a female figure, I'm not coming.
Who is this? Who is the female figure? Who
I said, if
Nicole,
I had
you still faith. Trying to be a caller?
No, I'm saying, though, because I have, and Kelly is trying it, but I'm not even going to go into that because we don't have enough time, and she didn't get enough time.
That's
because, you know,
show.
She will
well,
get
we
Kelly.
Don't call each other
Kelly.
One of three ways. Me, we get ready to call
Kelly.
Each other.
Kelly's sorry, then.
Kelly, are you running the switchboard?
No, I'm not running the switchboard. The switchboard
okay,
is being ran in Florida.
Can you tell your switchboard person to clear some of the calls? Because some folks just called me that's trying to get through.
And that's not fair.
Okay,
we don't have
no
extra
being
time.
Cleared. They're being cleared. Tell them to call in, honey. Tell them to call in. And I ain't taking no private callers because y'all private callers are disrespectful. But
yeah,
a lot of
being cleared. That's because they don't want nobody to know who the fuck they are.
Oh, fuck
are.
God.
Y'all
private callers are disrespectful.
Hey, Nicole, it should be a Philly number trying to call through that's trying to get through that wants to speak on this topic.
Welcome direct.
267-974. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Oh, dear, nothing. Okay.
267-974. You're live on the air on the recap show.
You got mail.
Okay. Let's try this one more time
you
before
mail.
You be disconnected. 267-974. You're live on the air on the recap show. Okay, I guess not. Private callers, we not coming to y'all because y'all very disrespectful. So y'all can stop pressing one. Okay, y'all disrespectful. And so y'all know how to respect the bitch, honey. Y'all not getting up here, Miss Thing, bitch, honey. They disrespectful.
Don't smile
in my face
next time you see me.
Hold on, we have another Philly caller coming in. The next Philly caller that came is
Turn
coming
it down.
In. It's 215. Oh, hold on. This is the legendary father, the Aurora father, motherfucking. Michi LaCroix is on the air.
Oh, shit.
I am, Michi. But you got to turn that off.
Michi.
Hey, happy.
Hey.
Hello, Michi.
Everyone. Hello, everyone.
DJ.
Hi,
I'm
Michi.
Hey.
How are you? What's
I'm
going on?
I'm good. I just wanted to say two things. I know you already spoke on it, but one of the things were, Nicole, you just asked about the female civic category, and you had made the statement to Dawn, but if she liked it, said that she didn't, and you was like, well, you know, why did y'all have it? I just want to make it clear that, I mean, Kennedy is the overall mother of the house, but she didn't have any hands in writing the categories.
Okay.
So So she didn't specifically pick for it to be female figure. That was something that we did.
Okay, so
yeah,
it's, yeah, all right. So I have to send my this position to you guys. Okay.
I didn't mean anything.
I have a thing about that. And I think that us as older people, why do we do that? Because it runs the femme queen away, the fact that we don't cater to them. Kelly, of course, believes that they always have it and they never come. I don't always see it like that. Because I think if you say legendary, iconic, femme queen face, you will get the girls that you want to see. So I didn't mean no harm, but that's just my whole thing that I keep advocating
for. Unless you got a whole bunch of cash up there for it in front of baby. Back in the days they used
all right,
to come
he
out
said,
of there.
All right. He said he got two things. What? Go ahead, Michi, brother.
Yeah, because you know you're going to start a whole bitch. We might,
And for the people in the chat room, I can call her Dawn because I'm her husband. So I call her what I want.
Oh, y'all better
okay.
But they could chat about that.
Oh, shit.
Let them keep on blocking.
Anyway.
Hold on. No, because y'all girls are being disrespectful. And so since y'all
well,
girls want
to
be disrespectful.
Kelly, don't get upset. Like, that's
no,
what
no,
they got to do on the chat room.
Let me tell y'all something. If y'all girls want to be disrespectful, this is how we're going to do, okay? The LaCrosse paid for their time on the show. And so they come up the Wednesday before the ball, and they come up the Monday after the ball and recap their ball. All you girls in the chat room that's being disrespectful, mistake, bitch, I'll shut the whole fucking, I have them shut the whole chat room down. Y'all bitches won't hear shit, bitch. The next bitch that
no,
the kid and daughter in the chat room, bitch, y'all bitches going to gag, bitch. Chat room
well,
be
you know,
over.
I mean, no, Kelly, don't get too upset. Don't do that because that's the price that Kennedy is going to pay for celebrity and I and you too. So let them talk. That's the price we pay for
yeah.
being mothers or
well,
being
what is
in
the,
our
I mean, what is the problem? I don't understand what the issue is. Like, what is the problem? Well, you know,
they don't understand
the day,
what the. Go ahead, Dex.
Well, at the,
go ahead,
at the,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? We all have our fans in the team, but at the same time, we all have people that don't like us. They'll never say, Kelly, I don't like you. Nicole, Tom, Michi, I don't like you. Kennedy, I don't like you. They go behind these screen names that you don't know who the hell they are. They'll read us all day long. But that's fine because I like you. That means I stay on your mind. And they're the ones that get chopped and don't get tens.
And they're the ones that smile on our face and say, hello, I love you, you're sitting.
They do that too. And as far as the team realness, so I wanted to speak on that as well. That was the only category that there was not in the choir on stage at that time because I believe Grand March was right after team realness. So we were all in the back. However, we came on this show, Kelly and Nicole, and we went through every category. We went on Kai's show, and we went through every category. We sent out packages to each judge, giving them a description of what we wanted, a breakdown for every category. And honestly, we were looking for the Bentley and the P. Diddy couple, a Fashion Four couple. We weren't looking for jeans, and in the package it stated no jeans. Yeah, but the flyer didn't say no jeans. But like my whole thing is, like, with Harold, like you said, he was in the back of the line. I understand all of that and stuff like that. But it happens all the time. For instance, if I'm standing next to somebody and we're battling, we see this in ballroom all the time, and I'm battling this person, okay, maybe a judge don't know. But I'm not going to battle you and then set myself up to lose to you and not call you on it. Like, at the Visu Ball, when Mark Milan looked over at Corey Aga and gave Barry, the category is a party question, and unless he plans on spending the night, why do he have a bag?
Oh, that was all
thank you, Nietzsche.
So at the end of the day, if someone felt like Rodney and Joel was not the category,
they should have been.
then they should have opened their mouth during the category.
Right. Thank you, and not afterwards. And that's why I asked Harold, when did he say something? Because if you waited until the category was over, what the hell point was that?
Because they won.
And you know what, Michi, I do apologize for that. You know, like I said, I don't have no problem with getting chopped if I didn't bring it correctly. I've lost before, I've won before. It doesn't matter to me. But it's so funny how the two people that call in to comment on it, Harold and Marquise, were the same two people that just won categories at the last two balls that didn't deserve it. Since we're going to call
it
out.
Wait. I have a question. This was thug. Wait. Yeah. This was thug realness?
Honey, we get it hot.
No, it was team realness. But
Marquise
is saying what something says, but at the tsunami ball when it says bring it in a dress, he came walking down the aisle with some rags on attached to him with something in his hand and calling it a dress, and he won. So he's saying, talking about winning unfairly or winning when you're supposed to win. Harold, sneaker versus sneaker at the Midwest Awards ball, clearly.
Oh, shit.
Clearly.
Oh, shit.
Clearly.
I know
okay.
We got extra time.
So I kept quiet. I be quiet when people win who don't supposed to win. So now it's just me, and everybody want to make a big, big deal about it. But this just happened to the same two people that just called in to comment. I don't understand.
Rodney, for team realness, was it one thug and one schoolboy or something like
that? No, it could have been one executive, one pretty, one thug, one pretty, one executive, one schoolboy.
What was Harold bringing?
I don't know who he's bringing it like.
Jeez.
Well, in my opinion, and this could sound harsh.
Well, they got callers trying to call in, Kelly, so maybe you should clear that line because you said you needed extra time. I'm gagging at you. And maybe
hold on.
I'm working over here. Hold on. They got to wait. I'm trying something. Hold on.
You want me to stop talking, Kyle?
No, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. Finish talking. I'm trying to pull something
In my opinion, with the judges, if they don't see it, they need to start chopping them. Fuck a politic. Fuck you being my girlfriend.
Yeah, I think that's
you
it.
Ain't,
you're right,
you,
Kennedy.
You ain't bring it like you were supposed to bring it. And that's
I think
what
that's
I
the problem. I think when what happened was, and that's so unfair to do to Rodney, if you had a problem, you should have came on the floor. And this is just in a general statement that there's so much people trying to say, well, I'm not going to chop this one, or I'm not going to chop because of that one and this one. We are put on a panel to be judges, and we're leaders, and we're supposed to be showing something that they're asking for. Why are we allowing anything to go by? If that's not what we're asking for.
I don't know if y'all remember, but at a Rumble Ball, I had chopped Kevin Karan for legendary performance because I didn't think he was a legend. I didn't, and I might have been wrong, but at that point, it was like, I don't see it. So, like, whatever. And I'm coming down to
come
something.
In
they clarified.
That's
no,
where
listen,
the
they clarified.
Coming.
They clarified that he was, at the same time I became a legend, he became, but I didn't remember it, so. You know, and I apologize. I did. But enough is enough.
No, I mean, Michi and Rodney, y'all there, and Tommy on the phone. What do you think? I mean, if you are a leader, and if someone that is not, you're having a lavish liquor ball, and they're looking for something in particular, and it's money, $1,000,
$1,500,
and you went out your way to do what you needed to do, and someone, like Michi said, that the child said, did not bring the category correct, what are you supposed to do?
Well, let me just say,
Hold on, y'all. I'm so mad, we can't book extra time. And we got a bunch of callers, and they're getting ready. That Monica is on the line somewhere. Hold on.
Well, we can call on a three-way.
Hold on one second. Let me just answer her question, because it really is, to me, it just boils down to the panel, and we've said it over and over again. It is the panel.
Go ahead and
answer
it.
Just answer the question.
We'll respond.
What do you want the ball promoters to do if the judges don't act the way they're supposed to act? All we can do is remove them.
All right, well, y'all can forgive my time. For disregard my question, she just said that the lodge is packed and this Monica is on the line.
We're clearing the lodge now, honey. Clear those lodges, girl. Hold on, I got a couple of callers. 569, you're live on the air. Question or comment?
Question. I had a question about the ball.
First question is, I just want to know, nobody really got into the reason why the ball was over so early, so I wanted to know that first.
I addressed that when we first started.
He said it was Mace. The crowd was Mace. It was Mace in the corner. Okay, moving on. Next question.
Okay, the next call I have is 215-208. You're live on the air.
Yeah, Kelly, this is me, Marquise, again.
Oh. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, I had to make a comment on when Rodney said I didn't have a dress on. Rodney,
oh.
I did have a dress on. I lift my dress up and showed y'all my, what's it called, split so you could see that I have a dress on. What I did was cut my dress up because boys do not wear dresses. So that's the point I was trying
you
to make.
If that's what the category is calling for, Marquise, you could start with the category. And then what you just said about
no,
my category. So the
category
called for dress should wear a dress and not make exceptions, correct?
Kelly,
no,
did you
no.
find Monica?
Next
yet?
Caller. Next caller.
Next caller we have on the line is it's the legendary Monica 007 is live on the air.
Hey,
Hello,
Monica.
Hey.
How are you?
Hey, Monica.
I'm fine.
How's everyone doing?
Y'all
got to
boot back. Y'all got to back up with the computer. Okay,
Monica?
Go ahead, Monica.
Hello?
Oh, somebody's still standing next to their computer.
Yeah, whoever's next to their computer got to back up away from the computer. I have a very bad echo.
Hello?
Yeah.
I was just called and I was told that I was being read on the line. What's going on?
No, we weren't reading.
We weren't reading. We just said you shouldn't have won. Okay. My thing is, the category was, I'm sorry, my voice is fucked up because I lost my voice at the ball. The category was best dress. Bring it the way you want it to for $1,500, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
it's a discrepancy about what I looked like or what I had on at the time, then it should have been addressed right then and there.
Well, Monica, you know
okay.
what? You know what, Monica? This is Meechie, and I'm going at the end of the day, and, girl, you know we've been doing this for years. People are going to always, we can't please every time.
We can't please everybody every time, but at the end of the day, I have the money.
But Kennedy did read and got Valerie her toes was hanging off over the shoes and everything.
Okay, you know
that's because Kelly
real,
said that Tony's shoes was inside.
Hey, listen.
Naima, if you buy your computer, wait, hold on, Naima. If you buy your computer, you got to back up. Somebody is buying a computer and they have a very bad echo.
No, that's not me. I closed my laptop down.
Kelly, you know who it is because she just called in and we didn't hear no echo the whole time we've been talking. She just called in. Now
well, who
we
is
echo,
it?
So you know who it is.
It's Monica.
Well, who?
Thank you.
Let me explain
it's
something.
Monica, can you
I
fix
respect,
that? Because you
I
just won $1,500. Can you fix that situation, please?
I respect everybody. I'm in Augusta, Georgia right now visiting my mother. I'm not buying a computer.
Oh, please.
Me?
Okay. However, I'm not to be played with. So let's just say that. Out of respect for Michi, I respect everybody. However, what you're not going to do is disrespect me. Well, no one disrespected you, Monica.
Okay.
No one.
Let's be fair.
I'm just saying, you are my personal
opinion. Hold on. Everybody hold on, okay? I'm going to tell you this because, you know, you don't call in often to the show. So I'm going to tell you exactly how this works. I give out my Yahoo address to the girls. I give out my Yahoo address to the girls, and the girls send over comments on how they feel about the ball and everything. And I read the comments that the girls say about the ball. And the girls send over a comment that your outfit looked like somebody's grandmother's tablecloth that you were at the old white plastic across, and you had no business fucking winning, and your feet was hanging off your shoes. That's what
well,
some of the comments
Dawn
that were sent over.
But Dawn also just
okay.
said that her feet was hanging off on there, and Tom Blumenthal got Valerie. He didn't care for the butterflies. He didn't care for whatever it was, her train that she was having
but
in
I
the back of her shirt. So let's just say, what you're doing.
And listen, we can
you know what? I'm not the only
I'm
one that said
okay.
that she was taking off the shoes.
And Dawn know that she and Dawn know that she read on here. She just did.
Okay.
Well, listen, I did not read. I respond to what Kelly said.
Wait a second, Kennedy. Hold on 1 second.
No, actually, hold on. What happened was, I said they said Kelly, you broke the tie for Monica to take a win. I said no, I didn't break the tie for her to win. I broke the tie the battle before that. When, and the only reason I didn't give it to Kennedy's husband is because his shoes was untied. And Kennedy gave the right, well, then you should have looked down at Monica's
yeah.
feet because her feet was hanging over her
okay,
shoe.
Kelly,
it wasn't a read,
Kelly.
It was a statement.
Kelly, wait a
thank
second.
You.
Hold on. One second,
thank
Kelly.
You, Kelly.
Hold on. Wait. This is calm, and I can speak for myself. I did not see
it's the
look.
I'm calling
the
listen,
okay.
it's a nonsense.
I don't even know Monica. I didn't see the look. I didn't like the look. And that's just that.
Well, Monica,
y'all need to stop being so motherfucking sensitive and thinking just because somebody telling you how they feel that they trying to read you. If they don't see it, it don't mean it's a read. Bitch, it just didn't look cute. And it's that.
Well,
I said it.
She did. Kennedy did give her 2 cents in there a couple of times, like she did.
But it was a statement.
Okay.
It wasn't a read.
But Naima, but when you brought her on this line to tell her that they read her, they were talking about how they felt and how she was dressed.
And y'all all.
Is it over with?
Okay. Let me tell y'all something. This is the problem. Hold on. I'm talking now. This is my show. Hold on, okay? This is the problem with you girls' mistake. Y'all girls want to get sensitive over motherfucking things. And I keep telling y'all girls, and I tell y'all this every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. The truth is never a fucking read. The truth is the truth, and it's not a read. The girls shouldn't get sensitive over the truth.
Because a lot of
people
are crazy.
I'm getting a feedback.
Monica,
you feel like I
did
that? I'm right. I apologize. I didn't mean to apologize.
I'm not apologizing. Your outfit was dressed to.
Well, you don't have to
apologize.
I can appreciate.
I'm telling you how I felt.
Hello?
No, I'm apologizing if I offended her.
Hello? I can appreciate everybody's opinion. You can't please everybody all the time. So I'm not above reproach of being read. I don't think I'm better than anybody else.
Well, you're still talking about reading.
So I'm okay with that. Oh, if you have an opinion, that's fine. What I don't like is when the girls think that you're not supposed to have won something. If it was a problem, then it should have been addressed right here at the door.
I'm going to be honest, and I'm going to be 100%. The girls gave the right that the reason that they didn't chop you is because of your legendary status, and that's why they didn't chop you.
No, the girls didn't give that, Kelly. You gave
well,
that.
Yes, thank you.
Y'all fucking playing around on this fucking phone. That's what
but
the
you
thing
know
is.
But wait a minute. Y'all want to say not no read, but Kennedy also got very well. You know, if she was on the panel judging the category, then Monica wasn't the one.
All right, now let me say something, because y'all be quiet. Wait, Naima. Hold on. No, wait, Kennedy. Wait, Naima. When you called Monica, because that is your girlfriend, I think that you should have allowed her to see that they were expressing their opinion, not their person have any personal vendetta.
Nicole, I'm okay with that. I'm not here to go off and read. I'm okay with that. It's not that serious.
But it's not even
that serious.
All right, well, that's what I didn't understand, because Naima's sitting here saying what they're reading and they're doing that, and I don't appreciate that because it's a format for people's opinion about the ball. Monica walked away with the money, so how could it be a read? They felt certain type of way. That's sad.
She couldn't even call with the shit if she got the money.
That's sad.
It's a platform for everybody to express themselves, and I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that.
And the bottom line is the judges voted for Monica. Monica won the coin. And really, the case is closed. So, I mean, I don't get a problem here.
Whatever. The girl just wanted to get a key off of it. That's what it was.
Yeah,
whatever.
No,
opinion, whatever.
Miss Monica.
Show me how to do it on the floor.
Hello.
Come on.
Oh, I like that one. Show her how to do it
on
the floor.
Show me on the floor. Don't tell me how to hear about it.
You talking to me?
No, I think she's making a general statement to anybody that disagrees.
It's a general statement.
Okay.
General.
Thank y'all for calling in because, baby, I can't deal with that phone. The legendary icon, Kool-Aid and Mishka Khan, you're live on the air on the Recap Show. How you doing?
Hi, everybody. Who's on the phone?
Everybody.
I'm gonna tell everybody this. The 60 girls is in the chat room. The 101 girls is on the phone lines. All you girls is on the phone lines. The show is gonna be over in 4 minutes, but we can still sit on and we can still have this conversation. And everybody that's in the chat room and everybody that's on the phone lines can still press one if they want to talk and everything. But the show will not be live on the air. But you can still get all of this in the archives. Everything that happens past 1 o'clock will still be in the archives.
All right.
Okay,
so that means that it won't be on the internet.
Okay.
I won't be on the internet, but we'll still be on the phone line. So let's get
it. Okay. All right. Okay.
Hello.
Yes.
Could everybody hear me?
Yes, we can.
LaCroix got my life. I love the gifts. I love the sodas. I love the box. I love the creativity. I love the grand march. Congratulations, Erica Kane, for legend. Congratulations, Dominique, for legend. Mother and father, y'all look stunning.
Thank you.
Only thing I didn't like, fashion is dead. And like I said, and I say it again, the ones that was on that panel should have been on point. Now, if you ask me when it came out to the fashion categories, this is my opinion, I felt that the House of LaCroix should have judged that. Because like I said, and I say it again, when it came down to that as a house, best judge as a house, everybody should have got looked at one by one by one by one. Because it's no shade. Me, personally, I don't understand how shorts and boots can get through. Just like I can't understand how pants that's not sewn right can get through. Just like I said, it's no shade to the House of Prodigy. It's no shade to the House of Evisu. And it's no shade to the House of Mugler. But the House of Sinclair, to me, grand prize.
Okay.
All about everybody calling me. Now, don't get me wrong. I like the House of Prodigy because they was together. They was in coloration. No shade to the Evisu. I'm not using no shorts and no boots. It's no shade. No shade. I've seen them better than that. That's just my opinion. When it came down to that single thing the best dress, no shade. Monica's my girl. She know me and her, we talk down. But that's my opinion. But at the end of the day, they let her through. So you really can't argue with her. What you need to be arguing with is whoever is complaining that was on that judge's panel, period. I don't give a damn if
I don't think anyone was arguing with Monica. I don't think
No, I'm talking about the people that were debating on the judge panel. You know, I get the sideline, you know, conversation when everything is over with.
Oh, okay.
So they know who I'm talking to. You get what I'm saying? I don't name no names because they should have been bold enough to chop her. Legend or no legend. Icon or no icon. This is $1,000. When you are a judge, once again, you do not have no friends. There is no friends when they come into that dollar sign. Because if that's the case, I might as well get somebody out in the crowd and just grab them and just have them walk.
Yeah.
The thing I didn't understand, Kennedy, was when the Balenciaga, when everybody came, everybody was giving the clap, 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 clap. But as soon as Balenciaga came, it went into a whole universe. So it went from
what category was this? Because I was going to be up for most of them.
This was the best dress. The one with Monica and Mother St. Clair and Balenciaga. And Garçon. That category. And I'm going to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. At first, I didn't even know what the category was, and I'm not going to even sit there and lie. But then when I found out, at the end of the day, when it's coming to best dress, you came with your own look. That's how you felt that you wanted to bring it. Then you brought it. But my thing is that if they didn't feel that, then the judges should have had chopped. You can't get mad with nobody. You get mad with yourself. You let her get through. So, yeah, I would feel like Monica. Honey, grand prize, $1,500. Goodbye. But no shade. If it was me, I don't know. I didn't really get into her, and I'm not going to even lie. I said, okay, she looks like Monica. She looks nice. But no shade. This is my opinion. When that Balenciaga came, I saw it from the back. And I was gagging, and I was in chills. And I'm not going to lie, when she lost, was I mad? I was heated. And I'm not going to lie. And just like I said, and I said it all night, the best thing that uproared that place was Miss Barbie and that Balenciaga. And that's just my opinion. At the end of the day, this Monica's going to always be my girl, and I'm going to always be her sister or whatever. To me, that wasn't her best look to me. Now, Mystique just is down, done, stunning, can't take nothing away from her. But this night, I'm sorry. That Balenciaga girl did not play from head to toe, from toe to head.
Hey,
no shame. To be honest, the bitch looked like she was in your grand march.
Hey, you sit down.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Hey, everybody, it's Dominique. How everybody doing?
Hey,
Dominique.
Hey, I just want to get to the point because I'm reading the chat room, and it's 15. I think that's Naima. She says she don't think I'm legendary, and I'm just going to break it down. I've read the new status and the criteria of what a legend is supposed to be. I've been walking runway since 2005. In 2006 was my first of the year. Since 2006, I've received 17 of the years. From New York City to the state of Virginia, I have battled legends. I have sat legends. I have sat icons. I have battled the best. I have some of the best effects. I bring it every time I walk, whether I win or lose. So legend is what I am. Legend was what I was deemed. And if you have a problem, you can go do your research, YouTube it, buy bar DVDs. I am legend. Thank you.
All right, mother.
Still my opinion.
Mother has spoken.
Moving on.
Hey, Naima, have your family.
So, baby, when you walk up on and when you do something, then you can start seeing what you're going to see about a criteria. But you are, and you keep on calling my mother Dawn. Her name is Kennedy, bitch.
And Naima, I'm not understanding. This is Michi. You're supposed to be a co-host or something on the show. But
wait, who's Naima? My name is not even Naima, girl. So what are y'all talking about? Y'all don't even know who I am. So keep moving on because it's still not Naima.
That's the whole thing. We don't know who you are. So
whatever it is,
keep on moving.
At the end of the day, when it comes down to that, it was already been questioned by the icons. And out of everybody, only one disagreed. I'm not saying who they are, but only one disagreed, and it got voted for. At least it was done right. And everybody's going to have their opinion, and he's legendary. He's only legendary for his category. If you learn his history, it's nothing to be questioned about. There's nothing to be questioned about.
And it's really not to even argue over it. I mean, I don't know who that person is.
And it's
but
a little too late now.
Oh, shit.
In the grand scheme of things, you're irrelevant.
And she clicking over calling Monica and instigating, and she all in the chat rooms reading.
That wasn't her that called Monica. That was Naima.
First of all,
no, that was. And I just spoke to Monica, Michi.
Look, Miss Tom, you and your little late little self, girl, go hang up and go do your TV show that you be doing. Go read
who
the news that you be doing.
Oh, Miss Thing.
Because you're really quiet. No, you're really quiet.
Tom, please don't say nothing because we are so much better than an argument.
Michi's
on the phone. Michi, wait. I want everybody just to be quiet. Hold up. Everybody need to take a breath because it is too much abnormality going on right now. Hold up. Back it up. There's too much disrespect on this phone right now. Back it up. Y'all need to calm down because y'all going, Michi's talking, Selvin is talking, and there's everyone yelling and cursing. That's too disrespectful.
Yeah, that's right.
Calm down. If you got something to say, say what you need to say, address it. But when Selvin and Michi and all of them, y'all are going over cursing, I don't see all that. Calm down. There's over one mother on the phone, and y'all cursing. If y'all feel the type of way, you have an opinion, state your opinion. Let the person reply, and Kelly will move on.
Well,
Now, this is something I don't like. Who, why do you
Wait a minute, Nicole. It started off with her daughter calling in. Dominique's the one who called in and started the cussing. I respected the LaQuaz the whole time. I have not said nothing disrespectful until Ms. Dominique called in. And then she said what she said, and she's thinking I'm some girl named Naima, which I'm not.
Okay, so that was all right. All right, okay, wait a minute, 15. So, Dominique, you missed it. Dominique, you misinterpreted. Dominique misinterpreted. No, Dominique, no. That was Naima.
What's Naima?
Naima from Philadelphia. From Baltimore. The bottom line is it was a misinterpretation, Dominique. It was not 15. It was Naima and Amici and Kennedy. Y'all heard 15 here the whole night. She was being very respectful to y'all and never.
I don't even know who she is.
The one that was talking to you earlier when you was like, say your name.
Nicole, listen to me.
Is 15 the person who's questioning Dominique?
I know, 15 was the person that obviously was talking to Dominique.
But the bottom line is, it was a misunderstanding. Dominique, 15 was not Naima. Naima is Monica's daughter. The people that's in the room are different people. So we don't need to keep going on in that. Mother, maybe you can go back and y'all can start talking about the board because we don't need to do that. It was very nice the whole night. We're not going to end this out like that.
Hold on, y'all, we got a bunch of callers. Let's take some of these callers. Private caller, you're live on the air on the recap show. Don't get disconnected, baby, because once you get disconnected, you're going to be off the phone lines, honey.
Tell you, you said you weren't taking any private calls anyway. All you girls is pressing one.
When I come to y'all, y'all better say something, because when y'all get disconnected, y'all can't call back in because the show is over. Okay? 323-352, you're live on the air. Okay, I guess
I told
not.
You, Kelly, they don't want to talk to us.
Next caller, the next call I have is 267-974, you're live on the air.
What's up, Kelly?
What's going on?
This is Man.
Hey,
Man, how you doing?
Come on, Father Ebony.
All right, well, first of all, you know, what's up, Rodney? What's up, everybody on the line? I do want to say to Michi and Dawn, congratulations on your first house ball. It was successful.
And congratulations on your win.
All right, now, what I want to comment on, because I've been listening for a while, because I called earlier, Kelly, and you were saying my number, but something was wrong with my phone. Now, I don't play in categories that I don't fuck with. It's so political when it comes to fashion, which I don't even get into that because it's just my opinion, since everybody wants to throw opinions out. Half of the bitches that do walk fashion categories live in trash bags. Now, if they want to be nasty trying to read somebody, I work for the company that sponsors Old Navy. I don't shop in Old Navy. That's number one. Number two, Michi or Dawn, can y'all please answer this question? The category was best dressed house, not best dressed as a house, not you come to the ball with your garments and garment bags and change into your best dressed outfit and then walk. It was the house that came to the ball, unified, dressed up, or whatever the case may be. To me, that's how it was supposed to have been judged. Yeah, I think the St. Clairs look wonderful. Yes, they look stunning. I'm going to be honest, yes, if it was me, I felt like they should have won, but they changed at the ball. I don't think that was disqualification to me. You know, people always want to have their opinions about stuff just because my particular house don't dip and dab in fashion, they want to try to come in and read. We were doing it out of respect to the house of LaCroix to do something different. I think my house looked good. Congratulations to my house. We did walk away with the little money that we did win. I just don't like the fact that somebody want to say we look like we had on Old Navy. Old Navy don't sell suits. So whoever said that, they just is ignorant.
I never said your house.
Kelly was reading
what people were sending her. I'm just commenting on that. You know what I mean? And I'm commenting on what Selvin was saying. Selvin, I didn't take anything that you said as shade. But honestly, people was always critiquing something about a category and how somebody should bring it. You answer this. Did the St. Clairs come into the ball like that? Yes or no? That's all I want to know.
Yes. You asking me?
Yeah.
To be honest with you, I thought it was a regular category.
It wasn't a regular category.
No, that's what I'm trying to explain to you. That's what I had thought, that it was a regular category. I'm going to tell you when I thought it was a regular category. I thought it was a regular category. When you came back up there to walk your category, because to me, best dress, you only walk that one category, and that's it. When I saw you came back for the realness, that's when I took it as it was just a regular category. You get what I'm saying? I didn't know that it had to be like a specific thing. If I knew that, I would have said something different.
No. Well, I just wanted to clear something up. You know what I mean? Because I always catch a lot of player hate and stuff going on, or whatever the case may be. I'm very minimum to my opinions towards other people's houses and how they feel. You know, you only can sit back and just take criticism. My thing is, you know, I was looking at, and this even goes to Kelly. Kelly, how did you feel? You voted for us. How did you feel about that? And we know, you know, what goes on with, you know, me and your conversation with certain people in my house, how you feel. You know what I mean? And if you voted for us over the St. Clair's, how did you feel about the category?
I knew what the category was calling for because I was trying to walk the category with my I was going to walk the category with my house, and I knew you had to come in the wall, your outfit on, because it was best dressed as a house, and you had to come in there dressed for the category.
Right.
That's why I voted for the Prodigies. Why I voted for the Prodigies because I was sitting at the door all night long. Until I came to the LaCroix, they escorted me to my table, and I seen when the St. Clair's came in there, they did not come in with their outfits on. They came in with another outfit. I seen the Prodigies. They fell in there as a house, and they all came in with their outfits on, and that's why I voted for them.
Right. And then somebody want to make a comment saying, oh, the Prodigies didn't look like something that the LaCroix would bring. I have heard people read the LaCroix at certain points when they came in some balls. So just like we said, everybody reads somebody for something that they don't agree to at the time, and it's all bullshit to me. I had fun at the ball. I enjoyed myself. I came out of respect for my fellow Philadelphian house, which was the House of LaCroix. I just came out there to have fun and do something different in honor of them. So I kind of don't really care about what anybody had to say. I just didn't appreciate them saying that we look like we shopped at some fucking Old Navy when I work for that company that sponsors Old Navy, and I don't shop there. And that's just all I have to say. And, oh, and congratulations to Rodney. I didn't feel no kind of way about you winning, so I hope, you know, you don't think I did. I just kind of felt a little odd after the fact when other people was reading about why I allowed that to happen. I blink people out when I walk because, as you all see, I don't really even walk balls no more. But, again, I was doing it out of respect to the House of LaCroix.
Well, thanks, man. We appreciate it.
Oh, the legend. Man, you stay right there with us. Don't hang up. Hold on. We got another caller. Caller is 240-581. You're live on the air on the recap show.
What's up, Kelly? This is Naima. So I want to get something clear.
Okay.
I called Kennedy one time by mistake, and I called her Kennedy after that. It's no shade that I had with Dawn. With Kennedy. So let's get that straight. I was so used to calling her that before. But yes, her name is Kennedy, and I called her that, the other name, by mistake. So let's get that straight. And I wasn't on here reading her. So let's just get that out the way.
Yeah, because I could have mixed it up too, because sometimes I call Kennedy Dawn, sometimes too. That's like.
Right, and it was just a mistake. It wasn't no shade.
Yeah,
I wasn't even coming for her.
Yeah, it's like when you start used to calling that person, I feel like me with Ashley. Like, it took me a minute for me not to.
That was just a part of what they thought was shade. What they thought was shade was that she gave Monica a message stating that they read that.
Yes.
And that's why they were, you know, Dominique came and attacked the other person thinking that it was you.
Okay, I understand that, but I wasn't shading her calling that. I was just used to calling her that, but yes, her name is Kennedy, and I recognize her as that. But I apologize for calling her Dawn because that's not her name anymore. But it's no shade that I have with her.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Naima. Next caller we have.
Just among what everybody, it shouldn't be no shade.
But we have this. The next caller we have.
I wasn't respectful.
410-900. You're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes, you're live on the air.
Ma.
Oh, who is that?
Hello?
Hello, this is the St. Clair's on the phone.
Oh, this is the St. Clair's?
Hello? Mother?
Yes.
Hi. Hi, Kennedy. Hi, hi, Kelly. This is Mother St. Clair, Erica St. Clair.
Hi,
and,
Erica.
I just heard with Mick. Excuse me? I just heard what man said that we didn't walk into the ball like that. We all walked in the, it was only 10 of us. We all walked into the ball with our outfits on. We did not change. We walked in with our outfits on. And like I heard everybody say that we should have won. Yes, we should have won. It was no shade. We should have won. I don't know why people are throwing the St. Clair shade, but soon it's going to stop because we're not going to be stopped. We're not going to close this out. This house is going to continue and be strong.
Amen.
So all this shade that y'all throwing, y'all need to just stop it and just give us our life because you know we deserve it.
Oh, bitch.
We're not going to start walking balls. We're going to continue. So don't waste your time, chocolate, because you're going to come back stronger.
That's a good attitude to have.
Yes, it is, man.
Exactly.
Wait.
It's time. You legends and you icons, y'all want to be legends and icons, act like it. Legends and icons can be chopped. It's no shade. It's been done before. Let's stop playing games. Let's stop being girlfriends.
You've been chopping all the time, bitch. So what the fuck?
This is why
I get chopped on the regular, bitch. I get chopped this as much as I change my role.
Let us talk, Kelly.
Kelly, I'm back.
This is why most Sim Queens and other people do not want to come to ball because they spend all their money on these outfits and y'all throw shade to them and y'all give it to your girlfriends. And I think that's real tired.
Kelly, Nicole.
Yes, I'm here. That's Mother St. Clair, and she's just basically simply in her opinion. And I like that attitude. I think it's over. You are not supposed to let no one stop, so you didn't be disrespectful about nothing you said. You hit it right on the nose. Let's do this again. We can go back, and y'all can go do this again. There's no problem. You know, it's not that big. It's ballroom.
Nicole and Kelly, can I clear up something real quick about...
This is supposed to be for fun. This is supposed to be for fun, and I think we get lost in the competition and we don't have fun. I do it for fun. I can't care less if I win. I'm still going to continue to do what I got to do.
Right.
I love walking the ball. I had a wonderful time at the LaCroix Ball.
Erica, I care, Miss Erica, because you always be bringing
it
every 5 minutes.
I just want to tell, since we have all these mothers and we have all these fathers on the phone, I just want to urge everybody to go out to the Atlanta Alliance meeting on Sunday and vote for the House of Mizrahi to have our $10,000 as a house, the house with the most trophies for Labor Day weekend. I urge y'all to all tell your parents in Atlanta to vote for us to have our function, and we're going to see what house is really best dressed as a house, runway as a house, performance as a house, and all those as a house categories for $10,000 Labor Day weekend at Atlanta, Georgia, honey. How you doing?
Specify exactly what you want done. And how you want to do it.
And if you don't mind, remove those female figure categories. Separate them.
First of all, y'all already know how we do it, honey. And it's going to be the same way it was done 3 years ago, Mistake. The categories is going to be 100% ballroom worthy categories because it's $10,000, and we know all the girls got to make their way to Atlanta and get hotel room. So we're going to make it simple and we want to make it easy for the girls, honey. And
but
it won't be no shenanigans that night.
Let me
tell you what category not to have in that case, and you can start with realness with a twist. But let me just make one point real quick about the best dress thing, because I was at the door, and I was actually the person responsible for escorting the houses to their tables when they came in. So I saw everybody that came in and how they were dressed and stuff. So the big controversy about the St. Clair's and whether they came dressed or if they changed, in actuality, I really don't remember. So I just wanted to create some suspense right there. I don't know how they came dressed. So I was so busy.
Wasn't you supposed to be at the door? So how do you not remember that then? You didn't do your job then. I'm only responding to what you just said.
I was making light of the situation, actually trying to, you know, make you guys laugh.
Dawn just wants to know if Mother St. Clair is still on the phone.
But no,
on the real, I was there at the door, but that doesn't, you know, I don't remember how everybody was dressed that came in. You
well,
know,
let's hello.
She already said they came dressed that way.
Okay.
Hello?
Man, you're on the phone.
Yeah, I'm on the phone. They didn't come like that because I was outside talking to Sean when we got out of our van.
Mother St. Clair, I don't know about the other.
I don't know about the other members in the House of St. Clair. First of all, I didn't even throw shades in the House of St. Clair, so I'm not even going to comment on that. Far as I know, I was talking to Sean outside. Sean was not dressed up in the stuff that he walked in. That's just what I'm saying.
And
I already made my comment. Yeah.
Now, I remember Sean, when he first came in, he was wearing a plaid suit. I don't know if he walked in a plaid suit, but he had suit on when he came in.
That's what he walked in. He walked in a plaid suit.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I saw him when
he
came in.
Yeah, was the one that came to the door with the real big hats on. All the senior figures had big hats
exactly.
on. And the male figures had plaid on. And they all walked in that same outfit. And Tom escorted us to the table. We were sitting behind the ebony, and beside them is Rocky.
Exactly. With our outfits on.
Oh. Okay, well, congratulations with your outfits on. I didn't see that, but, you know, I mean, I wasn't a judge. I'm feeling like Rocky with that one, you know what I mean? And y'all did look good, you know, but the judge thought otherwise. So, I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah,
it would never be shade from me to the House of St. Clair because that was my first house. But, you know,
Ms. Rahi St. Clair.
No, I was a St. Clair, and then we combined with the Ms. Rahi, boo. Say, hon, don't tell me about my ballroom history.
We knew you as an epic, boo.
Yes, man, yes, yes.
Capel's always trying to start stuff.
The order said I like to smell onions, if you ask me.
Oh, Shelvin, Rhonda just told me to tell you hi.
Hey, Rhonda, how's she been?
She's fine. She said she got that package that you wanted from her.
Oh, come on.
You tell her. Kelly got her package from the House of Lavish Sister Kwah, honey, and they got a good job. She chopped the whole realness with a twist.
Yeah, I should have.
At the Atlanta Labor Day ball, whoever has it, please don't have realness with a twist.
Well, if the girls want this $10,000 mistake, I think they need to vote for Ms. Rahi because the Ballard said they're going to be the $20,000 house again.
Oh, what?
Leaders and men and stuff on the phone. Hey, I mean, what do you, Rodney? Is they taking it?
Yes.
I see it as a possibility.
Okay.
Guys, I don't want to see no realness with a twist. I don't want to see. What else do I not want to see at this function? Because it's a lot of them categories now that just kind of.
I don't want to see nobody whining. I don't want to see nobody whining. I don't want to see nobody complaining.
And just for Nicole's mistake, when we sit down and we start making our categories, I'm going to make sure that we have at least 5 to 6 Fib Queen categories. And let
hey, wait, can you do
come
your,
out.
Do they do the sound effects? Give me a sound effect. I want a sound effect. Yay! And everybody else on this phone, Prodigy, LaCroix, Milan, I think, and I'm going to always comment, so just so that we don't ever come to a head, that I think it's fair to acknowledge the history of, you know, just Fem Queen, not Fem Female Figure, not We Can Battle All at Once, not put Dawn with a bunch of Butch Queen and Drags because she's cute. No. I'm talking about Fem Queen, and if you're going to have a Butch Queen and Drag, or however you choose to do that, but just acknowledge the girls. You know, let the girls get their life. Thank you, Kelly.
No,
I appreciate that.
While we're on Labor Day, there's no shade.
Hold on. It's no shade. Your Fem Queens need to acknowledge yourself. Maybe if your Fem Queens will come out. Maybe if your Fem Queens.
I said that same thing,
Kelly. I'm not talking about the Fem Queens that walk. I'm talking about the Fem Queens that are complaining.
Mother, because I walk. And I feel like no other Fem Queens are walking because you're putting it in a different thing.
Well, guess what? Time to change, catch up, or rearrange it. Keep up with time.
No, I made it clear.
Winding.
You know, I just ask for the board promoters to do it. If you don't do it,
Nicole, at the end of the day, Nicole, do you do it?
What?
Do you win?
What do I win? What? Famous? I don't work that category.
Period.
Oh yes, I win. Of course, I win.
Okay,
yes. What are you talking about?
Then. Then the girls need to catch up. Because I'm gonna be honest with you. When Miss Kennedy, when Miss Kennedy pumps out there, she don't let nobody stop her. When you pump out, you don't let nobody stop you. When Miss Kelly pumps out, she don't let nobody stop her. When Miss Barbie comes out, she don't let nobody. Y'all are the don't let nobody stop. So if they can't get
Kelly,
that's not y'all fault.
Kelly,
yeah.
I don't want to see no cowboy sex on her.
There's no such thing if you ask me.
Only thing that I'm saying is I don't want to see nobody complaining. You can't always have somebody in your house judging. It don't work that way. Everybody house goes through that. Everybody needs to stop complaining. If the girl was on the piano, what I need to see is a person that knows when your house member got slayed, stop voting for your house member. That's what I want to see. Who's really a judge?
Oh, they're not going to do
really
that, baby.
Who really to chop it? But that's the problem. Those are the ones we need on the panel. Can we find them?
I'm going to let you know, baby. And I'm going to let you know, baby, honey. So they have that really good switch category at the Laquan Board, baby. I chopped three Ms. Raheem's mistake. I don't have a problem with chopping
them mistakes. I'm not just talking about you, Callie. I'm just saying, period. Everybody's always complaining, but they don't never complain about the stuff they need to complain about. Just like I told my members, I don't give a damn if there was no cards on the panel at all. And it could be 40 of us in the building. Do you know how many cards have won? And just got to tell them, do you know how many cards have won without a card on the panel? I get my life. Trust
that's
me.
That's
where
you know you deserve to win.
That's when you know you are serving. That's when you know
I love when they start at the other end of the judges panel, and before it even gets to me, my child already won.
Exactly. I love it. I live. I get my life. That's how you earn your legend status. Everybody got to remember, you're not going to always be on the panel. But just like I said, what these members need to stop doing is voting for their house members when they know that their house got served. Especially if you're on the panel, you're supposed to be having no friends. And if you can't handle that job, you definitely don't even need to be on the panel. But like I said, once again, congratulations to the House of LaCroix from before your ball started until your ball ended. I had a blast and loved the gift.
Thank you.
Oh, you got a gift too? You know what? Where's Michi? Where's Michi? Can I speak to Michi? Can somebody get Michi on this phone? Michi on the phone?
You wasn't there, girl. You wasn't there.
You got a gift like Kelly got a gift. Y'all going to get gifts. Where's Tom?
You wasn't there, girlfriend?
So you got a gift too, Rodney.
What's
up? Oh, so you got a gift too, Rodney.
No,
they got these gifts, mother, before they got there. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm okay. I got my gift. I didn't have it.
We gave gifts. Hello? We gave gifts out to everyone that came to the host hotel, and we gave gifts to the commentators.
And the judges.
And I think that was it. Whoever came to the host hotel.
That's right.
We
were too busy babysitting your daughter, bro.
About,
I wasn't babysitting. That's not a babysitting.
Webby's talking about the package that we sent to all the judges.
Who just said that to me? Wait, hold everything. We just got finished with that.
It was an accident.
Oh, my God.
It was an accident.
I just broke down in a sweat.
She wasn't the mistake. She didn't get her gift mistake. Oh, well, Chanel, I guess we got to see her at the next 11th LaCroix function, and she'll get a gift mistake. She didn't have a babysitter this weekend.
I don't babysit. I'm the mother.
I said you didn't have a babysitter this weekend. If you would have had a babysitter, you would have got your gift mistake.
And you know what, the House of LaCroix and the defendant of the House of LaCroix, if it was liquor in the building or whatever it was, it should have been in there because they really tried the House of LaCroix with the, when it came out to the system. No shame.
The music wasn't.
Yeah, they tried. That's what they should have been worrying about. They tried the House of LaCroix with that. But at the end of the day, we still had a blast.
Yeah, and that's because everybody was falling out of chairs because they was coherent.
Ooh,
tell the truth. Let's tell the truth. Now y'all want to sit on here. We're not on the internet. We're not on the internet. Tell the motherfucking truth, you phony motherfuckers. Y'all was all up in there doing something and falling out of chairs, right?
Yeah.
And on that note, honey, I guess we got to end the show. Talking about the girls breaking chairs. I don't know what queen would embarrass herself like that and break a motherfucking chair this day. Hey, girl.
Is it on a mask?
There's Kelly.
I was gagging when that queen fell off the chair, mistake, and they had to go help her up, mistake. I wasn't going to mention it on the show, mistake, but all girls, she was in that. Girl, I know she glad she wasn't in that big gown anymore when she found mistake.
Girl, only thing I know, I was walking, I saw her, and when I turned around, I just saw feet, and I covered her.
Cool,
oh, God. Yes, baby, feet up in the air, so lavish that, Laquaz.
she did my other sister from the West Coast, honey.
Baby, tell her she better be glad Tom wasn't filming this function.
I love that breaking. I love that breaking glass and that double take.
Baby.
Baby, but honey, I have to. Baby, I enjoyed this 2.5 hours with y'all, honey. I have to go wake my husband. My husband fell asleep on the couch. I have to go wake my husband up and put him in the bed, honey, because he has to go to work at 5:00. So everybody, please, at one by one, say goodnight to the girls, honey. And we gotta do that kiss of overnight.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
Rodney Malone, see you at the next function, I'm sure.
This is Blumenthal. Thanks again for supporting the House of LaCroix.
Oh.
Cool, eh?
This is Mother Dominique LaCroix. Good night. And Salve Mommy, Whoopi found your pillow.
And I would like to say I will see everybody at the next function, to the next function of God's Fair of my life, because I thought I told you that we won't stop. Thank you.
Like, I'm the legendary Aurora East Coast mother of Asim Ajrahi. Like, I tell you, every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, whatever bathroom, whatever alley, whatever club you go into, please make sure you do practice safe sex, because the life you save will definitely be your own. I'll see y'all back here tomorrow night on a classic What the Fuck Tuesday, when I know the girls is going to go ham and drop a whole bunch of motherfucking juice. I'll see y'all back here tomorrow night. Toodaloo. Thank you.